Blog Talk Radio.
Super rich, super fat, never weak, never sad. Super rich, super fat, just for free, just for cash. Super rich, super fat, never weak, never sad. Super rich, super fat, just for free, just for cash.
Like all that, you know. And also, you know, we have a hot topic of discussion, you know what I'm saying, today. And our and the topic of discussion that I would like to discuss is janky promoters. We do have, you know, a lot of indie artists that listen to our station, but, you know, this is something that even just general fans and people that deal with people on a daily basis that's always trying to sell you a pitch, you know, it's just going to educate you and enlighten you on different ways and how to avoid, you know, being affiliated with people like that in the music industry. So if you have insight and you're in the music industry or anywhere in the entertainment industry as a whole, call into the show, 661-621-7559. Get this game, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be spitting on the show today. If you are an artist and you're trying to get out there and perform and you're trying to sell your music or people trying to, you know, sell their music to you and stuff like that, you got to make sure you be aware of all the different aspects of promoting yourself to clubs, venues, doing performances for people, appearing in their videos, things of that nature, you know. And the reason why I wanted to discuss this because, you know, I'm starting to get in contact with a lot of people that's hitting me up to do shows or performances and stuff like that or promote their shows and stuff. So, you know, with that being said, I had to go into it and do a little research for myself. And then also I've been watching the other artists that's out there in the game that, you know, they've been coming at me with different stuff where, you know, they've been having bad experiences, you know, with a lot of janky promoters. Well, you know, this industry is drowned out, you know, by a lot of rappers in the hip-hop community, and so it's now the time for, you know, record labels, A&Rs, distributors and stuff to capitalize off of us. So, you know, we just got to, you know, have our game face on. You know, we can go in there to the studio and bring about the hottest track in the world, but if we don't got our business sense straight, it's not going to people try to, you know, take advantage of that, and they also will try to take advantage of your hunger. So that's why I want to talk about that today. You know, we're going to get some insight from Mr. Lawton, too, you know, as well on the show today. We have a lot of good news coming out for the female MCs. You know, I'm noticing a lot of you chicks is out there on your grind. I want to give you a shout-out. Ill Camille is one I've been watching in particular, you know, on my list this week. Shout out to Ill Camille, you know, repping at West Coast. She's a very lyrical chick. We opened up the show with her music, YVE, you know what I'm saying? This week we opened up the show with her music. Also, you know, Ill Camille, she has a show coming up, you know, and it's going to be consisting of Jean Grey and the one and only J-Rock. You know, if you're already familiar with J-Rock, you already know what it is. These artists, they're about to bring a bomb show in L.A., you know, so y'all be looking out for that at the Key Club coming up at the first part of September. You know, hit her up on Facebook also. You know, check out my girl YVE. She's doing it way big. You can look her up, you know what I'm saying, on cdbaby.com. That's Y.V.E, you know. I just got to, you know, pay respect where it's due with my female MCs on this show, as well as let y'all know what's going on with their careers and try to help promote the shows and stuff that they got coming up. SKG, she got something popping, you know, and if you haven't picked up her mixtape that she got out, you're missing out, you know. And also I want to give a shout-out to my girl Polka, you know what I'm saying, Polka doing it way big, you know. She got her mixtape out right now. Yeah, they doing it like that. So with that being said, you know, we're going to go to our first caller on the show. Caller 7199, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's good?
How you doing?
I'm great. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to your mother.
What's good, Mom? You know, I know that they don't know, you know what I'm saying, but I'm glad.
I just had to just tune in. I'm not really into the rapping, but I love when people call in to Bang On Radio, and that's, you know, I'm just learning a lot about the rap music and stuff, and I kind of like it. You know, I'm kind of graduating from the Temptations to you guys' music, and I'm loving this. I look forward to listening to the show, you know, on Tuesdays and Fridays, you know, and I get a lot out of it. So I just like to encourage everybody, if you're not doing anything, tune in to Bad God Radio. That's what it is.
Hey, that's what it is. Who all do you have tuning into the show, boss? Who all do you have tuning into the show with you right now? That way I can give them a shout-out.
My friend Larry.
Okay, Larry. Tell Larry I said what's good. You know, shout-out to Larry for listening in to Bang Out Radio. And, you know, Larry's nephew is a up-and-coming artist by the name of a repertoire. You know what I'm saying? And I've brought him on Twisted Tuesdays numerous amount of times. He calls into the show. He has music right here in the switchboard, you know, and let Larry know we're going to hit some hot music from Repertoire today on Bang Out Radio, as well as we got new music from a lot of these artists that's been sending in music. You know, we have a whole list of music from different artists that have been sending in music today. So y'all tune in. I got a hot show planned for y'all today. This is going to be educational. If you are an artist, please tune in. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Sometimes we got to spit some game. You know, it can't always be fun and games. That's for Twisted Tuesdays. The MC show, it's the Friday special with L.A. Drina, and we're going to rock with the female MCs and support their music, as well as we're going to support the indie artists, the male indie artists that call into the show and support us too. Shout out to all of y'all, because without y'all, I'm not going to say we wouldn't be nothing.
Yeah.
We need y'all to support us, you know, because y'all are
yes.
You know, and y'all are better half. So keep tuning in and keep supporting the female MCs. We're about to hit y'all off with the first female artist of the day. And that's going to be Ill Camille. I'm going to hit y'all with some Ill Camille music, and then we're going to get into some lyrical. We'll definitely be calling in to Bang Out Radio today. And so y'all tune in for the show, because it's going down. And I want to give a shout out, while I'm pulling this track up, I want to give a shout out to Dopey. Dopey's listening in to the show. You know what I'm saying? Desiree's listening to the show. If y'all know who they are, and if you don't know, check them out. They're doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? So just make sure y'all support all these artists out here, you know, that's doing their thing, you know. Shout out to everybody that's making good music right now. Bang Out Radio, Camille. And I also got Chalk Swag too. He's got a new track out. But I'm gonna hit y'all with some, we're gonna start with Lyrical, and then I'm gonna get to some more music, Bang Out Radio.
Never ever be me. You will never be, never ever, ever be me. You will never be, never ever, ever be me.
you know, you are a very talented MC. You have a lot going for yourself. You got flow. You got all the bars lined up for him. Plus, the production is majorly on point with it. You got to recognize when you are the competition, everybody's not going to like that. That's what I'm trying to recognize about myself. When people see you doing something positive and they see that you have a movement that's really strong, a lot of people are not going to like what you're doing because you're on their level. Or you might be above their level. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you know, you just keep doing what you're doing. And if, and a lot of times, see, it's reverse psychology when you post it on websites like Facebook and all different other joints like that. See, the reverse psychology of it on Facebook is people will hit the like button on something that they know damn well is whack. And then if it's hot, they might not hit the like button on them only because you gave them a run for their money. So... I know that for a fact.
I'm already knowing the game. Like,
and telling me that they think the songs are whack. But they still be hitting the mic button, though. So,
It's funny because,
you can't really judge it by, you know, like, websites and stuff like that. You can't really judge it by that. Sometimes people hit like buttons just because they want to make you feel good about yourself. Me, if I don't like it, I ain't going to hit the like button. So
it's funny because
really,
like, everybody been calling me about it. Like,
everybody's stuff. Huh?
Like, everybody been calling me about it. Like, hey, I heard your song. You go ham. Hey, I heard it. That shit go. So I'm going off of, like, people that's hitting me back up, like, personally. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm trying to get a copy of that when the mixtape come out, and that was what I was trying to get to you the other day. Like, the date has been set. Fresh Days, Fly Nights will be released November the 5th this year, which will be on my birthday. So we're gonna release it. I'm gonna have a whole venue set up. It's gonna be a whole mixtape release party. It's gonna be off the chain. Like, and then coming following the next month will be the homie Fresh, he'll be releasing his mixtape. So, and his will be on his birthday. So it's going to be it's going to be flooding right now. But right now I'm just focused on Black Mafia music because I think with that song, like, I had to make a statement. The other songs were just to bring me out. So now Black Mafia music is the statement. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you on that one. Well, since we got Black Mafia music, and y'all know how, like, usually I be turned up on my Twisted Tuesday show. This is Friday, you know, it's going to take me a minute to feel that edge that I felt on Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Because really, Marley B, if you out there listening, you drained the hell out of me this week, okay? We've been up doing a lot together, you know what I'm saying? We've been enjoying each other's company. We've been making good music. We've been doing a lot, you know, plus we've been handling our business, you know, and I've been getting a lot less sleep lately. I've only been sleeping for like 2 or 3 hours a day, you know what I'm saying? And just focusing on my grind with this music. I'm barely getting any sleep. I'm a full-time student still. I'm doing this music thing and, you know, all different other aspects of my life. But, you know, I'm going to get it turned up for y'all on the show, you know. And we still waiting for Miss Miracle to call into the show. You know, I know she's got a lot going on out there, you know, in Texas, D-Town, you know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing and stuff. And just look out for some up-and-coming projects with me and her, too. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into some Black Mafia music so y'all can see what Chalk Swag is all about. Thank God Radio.
This is Black Force Gang. Right. I'm a black shaded bandit, Gardena resident. Born to hustle, never built to be hesitant. Rapping all crazy like I ain't got no common sense. Bitches with the grammar, I'ma kill them off in past tense. Rosewood swag with a Malcolm X suit. When they say fresh to death, nigga, I am living proof. Frank Lucas flow with a swag like Quick. I could turn Hollywood into some Harlem night shit. It's Black Force, bitch, that's the shit I'm repping. We some dope spitters, we a lyrical weapon. And ripping up you lames has become a profession. Eat you inside out, we a chemical weapon. All black uniform, watching Ray-Ban. Sharpshooter flow, I got the heart of a hitman. Damn, I just fit a nigga funeral. but to me it's just the usual.
Rat tat tat, nigga, who's that shit from that? Rat tat tat, black mafia music. We about to take over the game. We just showing y'all niggas how we kill off flames. Like rat tat tat, black mafia music. Rat tat tat, black mafia music. Rat tat tat, black mafia music. Rat tat tat, black mafia music.
Hey, rat tat tat, you better duck my nigga. You going at the team, then you fuck my nigga. Pause. No homo, you niggas fuck my nigga.
Yeah.
Brandon Jennings, you get the buck shots, nigga. Wildin' in the club, yeah, we drive, but we fight. I'm swag dumb, right? We wear shades at night. Black force, all black, fucking team midnight. Click, clack, don't move, fucking team shit tight.
Oh,
it's Hollywood, yeah, I'm back up in the light. I broadcast to your wife, and she's speaking to the mic. Big booty bitch, fucking go raw like the white. Bust a couple times, then I pass it to the right. It's nonsense to think you niggas want some of this. 2 week notice.
Why?
Fuck niggas quit.
No.
Lame niggas stop.
Yeah.
Shake my head, your fit flatline. Yeah, your swag is dead.
Rat tat tat, nigga, who's that shit from that? Rat tat tat, black mafia music. We about to take over the game. We just showing y'all niggas how we kill off flames. Like rat tat tat, black mafia music. Rat tat tat, black mafia music. Rat tat tat, black mafia music. That rat tat tat, black mafia music.
Okay, you niggas whack, why you still tryna rap?
What?
Alien ass niggas can't fuck with the men in black.
Hey.
Like, who's the big zack? Cause we dope boy fresh, like we pump and crack out the trap.
Fresh.
You niggas ain't got no swag, you niggas ain't got no hoes. You motherfuckers is useless, like bathing suits when it's cold. Yeah, they winning in the game, but they using them cheat codes. I just stick to the G code, and my flow is so lethal.
Yeah.
Call me Kimbo Slice on the mic, I'm knocking beats out left and right.
Wow.
Yeah, cause I'm the real deal. All you lame niggas dyke. Stay fresh by day, and fly by night. So when I spread my wings, nigga, I'ma take flight.
That's right.
Black Forest soldier, nigga. I thought I told you I'm ready for any fight. You wanna play with your life, nigga? Then roll the dice.
Rat tat tat, nigga, who's that shit from that? Rat tat tat, black mafia music. We about to take over the game. We just showing y'all niggas how we kill off flames. Like rat tat tat, black mafia music. Rat tat tat, black mafia music. Rat tat tat, black mafia music. That rat tat tat, black mafia music.
Yeah, that was that new top swag right there. Y'all already know what it is. Bang Out Radio. I just got off the phone with my girl, Lyrical. So just, you know, stay tuned. She about to do her thing, you know what I'm saying, in a few minutes, you know what I'm saying. We got Chop Swag over here holding it down, you know what I'm saying.
Hey.
Got his new track out, you know, Black Mafia Music. Yeah, that's what it is, you know. You know, you gotta have your whole. You need to have some of your female MCs to call into Bang Out Radio Chop because you know
we want to hear what
y'all affiliated with. You know what I'm saying?
I only have two that like for sure that I'm like getting ready to put on the team. Like, you know what I'm saying? That I've just been kind of tailor making. Like, I just did this song called Photo Shoot Fresh. Probably maybe a couple weeks ago. So when I get the copy of that song done and mastered, I'm going to shoot that to you. And then y'all get to see the female MCs that's getting ready to be brought from Black Forest. Because, you know, right now I'm in a development stage with just developing artists and working on these mixtapes. I got so many people got coming at me with beats and, you know, which is good because that keeps me working. You know what I'm saying? Like, it keeps my mind working. It keeps my creativity flowing. And I keep just networking right now. I've just been like a sponge, just soaking up, you know, as much networking I could do right now. And, you know, with Black Mafia Music, I didn't even think it was going to jump off as well as the song has jumped off. Like, recorded it on a Thursday, dropped it like maybe on a Sunday, and it's been going crazy ever since. So, that's right now I've just been focusing on promoting that song, keep promoting it, getting it out there, working with my artists here and there, you know, getting Black Forest on the map because, you know, AF1 is about to come out, so they mixtape drop September 11th. Fast Food,
okay.
Get ready to look out for that one. So get ready to look out for AF1 mixtape. which is crazy because these cats don't go in there and just, you know, we about to just do songs. No, they go in there and rip up beats and go to the next thing. Like, let's, what's next? Rip up the next song. Let's go. What's next? Woo, 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 woo. These cats have over 100 songs.
That's,
we only
right.
put out one mixtape so far. So
well,
you could imagine
that.
The material. You could imagine just how much material is just ready to just go out there. You know what I'm saying? So
drop some key rocks on them, though, Chop. We got a caller right here. Calling in right here. Caller 0315. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
Hey.
Hey, what's good? Who am I speaking to?
This is Lady True, First Lady of Fully Loaded Squad Live. What it do?
Loaded. That's what it is.
Yeah. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great. Welcome to the Coast to Coast MC Movement Show. Nice to hear some female MC calling into the show. That's what's
right,
going on.
Exactly.
What you got going on?
I was calling to try to spit something for you real quick, you know, try to help you out one time. Rap for the squad, okay. Like.
That's right, that's right. Let's get down with the get down.
I'm going to give you a little sample. I'm working on my album right now, so I ain't going to give you too much, but I'll give you a little sample. It goes like this. It's been a minute, but I'm back now, and I'm staying to the finish because I never back down and lasting all 12 rounds. Yeah, I got the Mayweather hits, and if you want them, you can get them until you call it a quits. I'm punching lights out, and you can call me James Toney. You thought you knew me, but nah, you don't really know me. I'm a cold diva, and I got the ties to show it. Fully Loaded as a squad, and you know we exploded. Hey.
That's what it is.
Loaded.
Fully Loaded.
She on. I give her that. She's on.
That's what's up. Do you have a name right now for your mixtape that you're about to put out? Or your album?
I was thinking about putting a little mixtape out. If I do it, it'd probably be Lady Truth, the Bowtie Diva. You know, just to throw it out there one time because that's who I am. Got a little organization I'm putting together. You know, Bowtie Diva's left me.
That's right. Get it, girl. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what it is, y'all. Y'all already know what it is with the Fully Loaded Clip Gang. You know, they got their thing going with the Star Mob fam. You know what I'm saying? We are Star Mob. So it's like we're growing, we're populating, we're affiliating, we're connecting like chains. You feel me? And it's just a movement, you know what I'm saying, that people will fall into. You know what I'm saying?
God, no trip. Black Force going to catch up with y'all, though. No trip. We're going to catch up.
Yeah, I mean, listen. But see, Jack,
Black Mafia music
is
the start.
What you fail to realize is that Fully Loaded, you know what I'm saying, even though you and Yak the Ripper is supposed to have a real live certified MC battle.
Right.
We still don't have that.
That still don't mean that you can't get down with Star Mob Fully Loaded. You know what I'm saying? Because we coming and we coming hard. Y'all coming and y'all coming hard. We love the competition. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are a competition. We're not paying attention to nobody that ain't got bars. You're not even on our list. You feel me?
As you can see, Black Mafia music set the tone already.
You know what I'm saying? And listen. That's what we want all of our listeners to know. You know what I'm saying? Black Forest and Fully Loaded, you know what I'm saying? They about to go head up on a lyrical battle coming up in the future. So y'all follow this movement. Y'all follow this whole situation, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to catch footage of it, and we're going to put it all over the internet so y'all can see what's going on with that. And then I'm going to make sure I'm Ustreaming at the same time when it's going down. You feel me? So y'all can call in, y'all can vote, y'all can do all that good stuff. This is going to be a real live MC battle. Because
I feel like this, like, I ain't done this in a while. I'm lying, but I ain't done this in a while. When I say,
yeah, I'm just getting started.
It's body
bag.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, if you got a female MC that want to go head up with any female MC from Star Mob Fully Loaded, bring them to the table, okay? Because
I'll bring them to the table. I mean, it's no problem. It's what kind of body bag do you want? What size?
You
don't want
a
Gucci Fendi Prada.
I appreciate I appreciate the fact that you said that it was body bagging season, you know what I'm saying, because I'm with you on that. The kind of energy you have about the competition of being a lyrical MC is the same kind of passion I have for it. That's why I don't even listen to bubblegum female rappers. No offense, but I love all my female MCs, but I only pay attention really to the ones that's out there getting it lyrically. You know what I'm saying? So when they do that and they bring it to the table to me, I either absorb their energy and want to go harder or want to fall in with them and make some good-ass music. Either way it go, I'm still respecting them, and I love what they do. I only surround myself with true MCs. And it ain't nothing to the people that's out there that's, you know, doing whatever they do, but it's just me. I feel like I need positive energy and people on the same caliber of music as myself. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
so
what
like,
me and you are like. Me and you are like double mint twins on that. Like, the way
true.
How I look at how people I work with, like, I don't really turn my back on people that want to make music, but when I feel like that you're not at a certain status and I'm not trying to stick my nose up like I'm just the shit, no, I know I'm not the shit. I know there's somebody out there that's bigger, better, and badder than me, but I know for certain that if I run into that person, I'm going to give them a run for their money, and if I don't win, I'm going to go back and better myself. That's going to make me better myself 10
that's
times
right.
more, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's right.
I already know that it's somebody better than me.
That's the whole purpose about being surrounded by other lyrical people, because when you are, it's just going to be something natural that comes natural to you, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I love my squad so much, you know what I'm saying? And then not just my squad do I love all the people that I affiliate with, because mostly everybody kind of attract, you know, people attract normally the same kind of people that they are, you know what I'm saying? So it's
right.
like when you have a team of people that all do the same thing you do, you know what I'm saying, and that's very inspirational. You know what I'm saying? Like the chicks from Fully Loaded doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? That's more inspiration for me. You know what I'm saying? They better myself as an MC.
Especially when you're tight.
I never proclaim myself to ever be, like, a better female. A lot of people, but I know, I'm going to keep it real, I know I'm better than a lot of female rappers. So, I mean, not to take nothing from nobody else, but it is some female rappers out there I know I'm better than. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I know it's by common sense, but at the same time, it don't even, I mean, when I'm getting down on a music tip with people, I really vibe with them. We ain't even got to be lyrically having the same style, but even if, I mean, we don't even got to have, you know, the same caliber of lyrics, but at the same time, if you know you can make good music with them, make it, you feel me? But at the end of the day, when it comes to battle time, I'm going to show up and show out. You know, that's what
right.
it is.
That's right.
You know?
And what's
so
cool about that is that, like,
you know, that's what's up with it, you know, and we look forward to, you know, getting together and rocking some shows out, you know, all that's in the making. I got some footage from that event. You already know the whole Fully Loaded guys, you know, I got that footage from their performance, you know, we're going to be putting that up pretty soon, you know, so they can see how we're getting down, you know what I'm saying, and, we're just doing it like that, you know, Bang Out Radio. We want more female MCs calling to the show, 661-621-7559, you know, and that's what it is. We got another
right.
call right here. Don't tell me where. We got a call right here, 2426. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
What it do? It's your boy Yizzle, you know, Young Yak the Ripper, Fully Loaded
Star.
What's
up, Yak?
Hey, what it do, sis? What's good, Lady Truth?
You know, I'm on stage Wednesday the 31st at the Rhythm Lounge, going down.
Yeah, okay. Hey, y'all got to make sure y'all go see my girl, though. She hold it down every other Wednesday in Long Beach at the Rhythm Lounge. She hold it down by herself, rep the squad by herself, you know what I'm saying? And she be on, and she be up in there taking all their money and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a competition. She go up in there. She went up in there the first time, her first performance. She went up in there, took that money. Left with that shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Man, we doing it like that. That's what's up with it. So y'all check all of that out, You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure we have all the female MCs to understand that we have some way to promote everything that you got going. All you have to do is just go on the Coast to Coast MC Movement page, hit the like button on Facebook with it, and I'll take all your stuff. You know, send me links to your music. Email me, Ladrina.BangOutRadio@gmail.com, and then also add me to Facebook, www.facebook.com/PureThick, that's PureThicc. Add me to Facebook, you know what I'm saying, all you female MCs out there. That way, when you send me some music, I know who you are, and I can pass your music to everybody. I'll pass them to all my friends out there in Radio Land. So that's how we want to do y'all. We want to make sure y'all have a platform wherever you are, from coast to coast with it, worldwide, baby. We doing it like that, Coast to Coast MC Movement, Bang Out Radio. We got some more music right here, you know, Lyrical, you know, she's going to call into the show with my boy, you know what I'm saying? They gonna do that. You know, I'm gonna hit y'all with a fully loaded song, you know what I'm saying? Since y'all all out there listening in, y'all see what it is, you know what I'm saying? We got Fully Loaded Black Force in the building, you know, right now. And these are the MCs that y'all need to watch out for. You know, I'm just letting everybody out to know. These are the MCs y'all need to watch out for. Okay, because those are the ones that's coming for the number one spot. Check this out. We got Time's Up by Fully Loaded.
What's his music without the content?
These girls, man, they always want a nigga back about something. When you the one who take care of doing something for him, you know what I'm saying? Something like this. You're supposed to be on my side, now you against me. You a dirty hoe, you a gypsy. Acting like you tipsy, bitch can't diss me. Kick you to the curb before you dismiss me. Trick, I'm the one that took care of everything.
Hold on 1 second. We got some more stuff. I got like I got a snippet. Somebody sent me a snippet instead of a full song, but it's all good. I got another song that's coming up called Going Dumb by Fully Loaded. Y'all stay tuned for that, you know what I'm saying, on Bang Out Radio. We also, I'm about to play another song right now, but y'all stay tuned. We got a song called Going Dumb by Fully Loaded, you know what I'm saying, that's coming up soon. The song goes hard, but Yak, you should just sit a hot wolf for him, let him know what the deal is. You already know.
Okay, look. I'm a fool like an SAC. I'm the best, they say. Spit automatic like a text spray. The rest they hate. And I just wait to murder them all. Too raw to the meat off and feed the bones to my dogs. Bloody and raw. Two words that rate my style. Kill them off, lickety split. But this ain't 8 Mile. And this ain't child, was break fast. So think fast and break past before I fuck your ride like break pads. And it been a long one, but now you're done. Roll up a blunt, yak one. Now it's time for some fun. My timing couldn't be better. I put that on the letters. FL, nigga, stack cheddar like a shredder. Ball like Paul, and you ball like Tether. Soft like Feather. Pussy like Heather. My shit together so your boys stay blazing. Y'all niggas caking. I call them Clay Aiken. And I'm so sick, pneumonia. Fly than the pigeon, bout to shit all on ya. Smoking that sticky nigga smell the aroma. Dope like Homer. Get it how I wanna. Hey.
Woo! That's some hot bars right there. Y'all already
make
know.
Make me
want to
start spitting.
It does? It makes you want to start spitting?
I don't know shit.
Well, this I'm uploading this song right here. Go ahead and sing for the people.
Well, it go. Okay, I'm photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. Lanes can't see me, I guess a nigga stealth. Super duper swag, no S on my chest. Everybody saying I'm fly, man, yes. Watch game stupid, shade game crazy. Special ed swag, check the Drew Marks, baby. Smothered in the money, so I guess I'm living gravy. Labels want to try and make a deal, Wayne Brady. Inch by inch, I'm taking over. Ruler, king of the sample, Kanye Jr. I'm too chill, far from a cooler. I have swag off of the top, medulla. Where the hell's the competition? I guess I got it locked up, full submission. Even with a rover, you are not in my range. I guess I said enough. Black Forest Gang. Bow.
Hey.
Woo! That's what it is. That's what it is right there. I see how you're doing it. That's what's up with it. Chalk Swag. Y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. Chalk Swag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm ready to go again.
Hey, Trina, you know, like, I would love to stay on the show, but I gotta finish making a lot of these beats and get back to work. So for those out there that want to look me up, Chalk Swag, Black Forest, that's Chalk Swag together, Black Forest with a Z, not an S. And just hit me up if you want to collab beats. Guys can hit me up. Also hit my Gmail up, chalksince1987@gmail.com. Submit me some, you know, ideas, tracks, whatever you want done. I'm trying to get it in as much as I can. Hit me on the Twitter as well too, chalkxswag87. And just, you know, let me know what you think about the music. But I'm gonna keep pushing Black Mafia music out, cause you know, the shit goes. It's a message for all those that. Those lanes that need to hear that, you know what I'm saying? So it's a done deal rap. But much love, Drina. Yak, I'll be seeing you in the future. I'm outro.
And y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio.
Designs on the sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that ass from a beam. What the hell? Pull up to the club in my jack. Got the homegirls in the back. Thinking to myself, I miss my G-Sex. Now, nigga, what? My shit bang. Beating up your trunk like a pogo cane. And I don't give a fuck, hold respect my mind. And I don't give a fuck, one more time. Yeah, I made the beat, my shit sweet. That's why I call these motherfuckers streets. And I call these tricks new shoes on my feet. Got the Darion sandals climbing the tree. If you don't get it, I'm chasing the green. Now all you broke hoes, take a look at your team. He say he a man, ain't no I in team. But I got my eyes on this one high D. But I can't say too much in the street. Assholes get dropped like a piece of candy. Way low like a Jordan tattoo on my feet. I'm single, I mingle, I get you for your jingles. Keep your head up, cause I will see your Pringles. Fuck over we hold the game. I push back weed like brrr bang. I push back weed like brrr bang. I push back weed like brrr bang. Designs on all 10 toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that at Mother Beans, what the hell? What the hell? I miss some goody two shoes, my left and my right. It be cocked back all motherfucking night. Safety off like the bomb start a fight. In the middle of the club, not acting right. An old crazy ass dance that I know he like. If you wanna pursue it, get into it. My three step hoe, I know you could do it. When I skirt, it don't hurt. Embalming fluid, strong as legs, yo, bad, you blew it. Crest appeal in my drink, now I can't think. My eyes so fucked, I don't even think I blink. Gritting up my teeth like a plumber do a sink. Niggas off their powder, I need some ice water. You already know, so I can roll harder. My 3D nails so high, smoke a lighter. 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 Designs on all 10 toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that at Mother Beans, what the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell? Designs on all 10 toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that at Mother Beans, what the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell? Jagged off the scene to the motorcycle club, man, Broadway gleams. Police put me over, I took one for the team. Sag to the Shaw, cameras beams. Hopped out the car, started dancing real clean. All on the truck, fucking it up. The homegirls too, and ain't none of us up. Now we on the hood tape, giving it up. Crenshaw Live got the fish in the cut. You in there right now, probably doing your stuff. Break bread, mafia bar code on my neck. That's how I keep these niggas in check. And fuck you, pay me, should've been a set. But break bread, mafia is what I rep. And play with me, pussy, you will get wet. My cat got blades like a motherfucking chef. Like a motherfucking chef. I can sharpen your pencil, call me utensil.
Designs on all my pin toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that at my Levine's, what the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell? Designs on all my pin toes, 3D nails. Darion sandals, nigga, you can tell. Banging that at my Levine's, what the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What the hell?
What you gonna eat all my damn fries? Get your ass out of my shit. Go have a seat.
Man, that was my girl, the one and only Bomb Bomb. Look, Bomb Bomb. Bomb Bomb in the building, you know what I'm saying? Check her out on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? She got a whole lineup of tracks, you know, that she's been doing. She's been working on her production too. That's about to give me a massive edge because she knows my style and she's working like a damn Hebrew slave trying to get L.A. Dreena some motherfucking beats right now. So that's how we're doing it right there, Bomb Bomb. She even got the bomb on the side of her face. That's how we're doing it. Cali girls in the building. And guess what? We got hot music from my girl Treasure, Coke Bugatti. You know what I'm saying? We got a few hot female rappers out here that I want to throw out there like that. We got Ill Camille. If you got a specific track that you want to hear, call in and press 1 and say, I want to hear that song. And if I got it in this switchboard, I will play it for you. So make sure y'all do that, 661-621-7559. Any track you want to hear on Bang Out Radio that you've been hearing throughout the week, go ahead and bump it, and we're going to do that for y'all. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the 702. You know what I'm saying? Vegas is hot on fire right now. You know what I'm saying? I got my girl Mariah out there in Vegas holding it down. You know what I'm saying? She about to plug me into some clubs out there in Vegas. So L.A. Drina will be in Vegas. Y'all watch out for L.A. Drina. You know what I'm saying? We bringing the whole team out there. So watch out for us. You know what I'm saying? Then we got, you know what I'm saying, the homegirl. You know what I'm saying? All my niggas out there in the 562 repping that LBC. You know what I'm saying? The city by the sea. My girl Slim Goody, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. Slim Goody and Kiki, we getting down like that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to CTE. I see y'all, fam. Y'all out there listening to L.A. Drina show. That's what's up with it. And I am going to come and support y'all, too. So we doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio, the show where the indie artists get heard. Make sure y'all submit y'all music. And we rocking like this on Bang Out Radio. We got some, let me get y'all to this track right here. I'm refreshing my screen right now. We got some hot fire music right here that we about to get into right here on Bang Out Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit y'all right now with some polka on Bang Out Radio. So y'all can get into that. And then we got Yak, the Ripper, and the Fully Loaded Clip Gang coming up after that on Bang Out Radio. We got a caller called in. I got to take this before we play this song. 7386, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's the deal?
Loaded in the motherfucking building. It's hotter than a jalapeno coochie. You already know what it is. Hocus pocus in the building. No good, no good. Fully loaded, star mobbing always. Definitely. What's going on with you?
What's good with it? What's good with it, Pocus? What you got going on? What you cooking up for us?
Oh, man, I'm cooking up some gumbo in the middle of the summer, so you know that's fire for your ass.
That's what
cooking
it
up
is.
That filet gumbo, you know what I'm saying, in my big-ass 5-gallon gumbo pot.
Hey.
Yeah, what's good with you? I have my good lady Coop on here. What's up with it, sis? What's up, yacht?
What's going down, bro?
This loaded tango right now. You already know.
Yeah, that's what's up with it. So why don't you spit a hot 16 for us one time?
Oh, most definitely. I can do that. Check it out. Every day I'm fucking with different bitches. I got a light-skinned chick, look like Beyonce, call her bootylicious. Ooh, she vicious, like different positions. Want me to eat food off her titties, told me fuck the dishes. Missus, wig in, she dark-skinned, blue-black. 40 years old, I call her Stella, she trying to get a groove back. She buy me fat chronic stacks, spin her tease by the stacks. All I gotta do is fuck and talk dirty like a trucker. My Asian lady kinda crazy, asked me to get up in the raw, she trying to have my babies. I said, Sue, if you ask me that one more time, she said, wine phone, fang out on one thing. My Easy bitch will take my baby bottles, but if I say potato, she say potato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. I got no time for the bait and talk to you later, the model. Clip gang, load it. And you know this.
Ooh, that's what's up with that's what it is. That's what it is. Y'all hearing it right here on Bang Out Radio. I'm uploading this track right here. You know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned. We got a track called Going Dumb for, you know what I'm saying, the nun. The one and only.
That's that fire, too. That's
yeah,
that fire,
you know what
right there. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the freshest ones off the Lodi archive. You know what I'm saying? We got so many hits. When y'all hear this Going Dumb, you just going to start throwing chairs and breaking bottles and doing all kind of crazy that's shit, cool. Doing backflips in the middle of the air. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go dumb, go crazy, going hard, hard. You already know how we do that, though. Lodi lot.
Okay, I got this one track right here by Polka. Y'all go add Polka. It's Polka is what her name is on Facebook, but it's Polka. You know what I'm saying? Polka, she repping that West Coast like this. You know what I'm saying? She one of the most storytelling female MCs I've ever met, and she's very beautiful. I love this chick right here, Polka, right here on Bang Out Radio.
Entourage. I don't need no crew, I don't need no mic stand, I don't need no booth, I don't need pro tools, I don't need no loop, one take, no punch, but I might punch you, these whack bitches so easy, you ain't making it fun, I'm shitting on you hoes writing while I'm taking the gun, you ain't know, I got heavyweight verses, a felon with a flow, your community service, you ain't hard ho, like your favorite color is pink, you turn your back and start running like the bathroom sink, but me, I'm built tough, motherfucker really mean it. Solid as a rock, like your boyfriend penis when he with me, cause I'm simply the hottest bitch from the west on this MIC, and I'ma let it all out till I feel empty, cause stage one in the back, beating on the MP, and well, that's all I need, let you know that that's all I need, yeah, that's all I need, yeah, yeah, that's all I need, the hot track, yeah, that's all I need, that's all I need, yeah, yeah, that's all I need, west coast, yeah, that's all I need, that's all I need. In this life I lead, let you know that that's all I need. Ay, I don't need ridicule, I don't need critic letters, I don't need haters talking about what I could do better, I don't need bitch niggas in my face trying to mack, and if I do give you my number, tell me you gon' smash, nigga. I got heart, I don't need nothing else, and I don't run up at the mouth, my rhymes speak for they self. And yes, people that I love, but I ain't asking for help, cause if you want it done right, you gotta do it yourself. This the life I chose to live, so I guess it's how it goes. We know it ain't the best, nigga, but it's all that I know. See, I'm only trying to win, yeah, I'm destined to blow. While my mama playing lotto, trying to get to the dough, I'm calculating every step, confident in the flow. She want me to go back to school, look, we done been here before. I just want to give you all that you deserve to see, and you only want the best for me. I understand him well, you all I need, let you know that you all I need. Mama, you all I need, yeah, yeah, you all I need. A hot track, yeah, that's all I need, that's all I need, yeah, yeah, you all I need. West Coast, yeah, that's all I need, that's all I need, yeah. In this life I lead, let you know that that's all I need.
Watch me do my turn. my thing, bitches stay human like a saucer. Tryna see the next shit I'm popping while they mouth dropping. Watch me do my thing, got that baby daddy talking. Staring bitches mad cause they niggas they comparing me. SK, bad bitch, double D's, I get it how I live it. Class in session, silly bitches pay attention. Been making moves like a killer who's loose. Like the Bible, I'm the truth. Like Korea, I got truth. Heard I got them going crazy like a patient at a psych ward. Heard I got them feel like I'm a genie or a birth
lord.
I think I'm big me. No, I'm still the legit. Got the money, got the real estate, and fuck the Gucci. You got my money, you got my bread, you got my clock. Now that's your head. I'm in the game, putting haters to shame. Have them hurting like a migraine every time they hear my name.
Yeah, okay, watch me do my thing, nigga. I'm getting dollars, I ain't never gon' change, nigga. I talk money, we ain't never spoke the same, nigga. The coupe new, the crib new, but I'm the same, nigga. Popping bottles in the club all day, nigga. With gold bottles, go get us to some gold diggers. It's big money, we ain't fucking with you broke, niggas. Cause we boss, niggas, so get split. But I'm getting higher. Got enough grow to last about three lighters. Keep the pussy way up, something like a geyser. Fuck them till they ass passed out like a flyer. Bubba Kush flip flick, keeping me level headed. Bad bitch head game, keeping me educated. Niggas looking at me and I know that they gotta hate it. But I ain't worried about them, cause it's fuck what them niggas say. Cause I don't even see them, cause the money is in the way.
Yeah, that was my girl, SKG. You already know what it is. Bang Out Radio. That's how we doing it. Y'all got to cop that SKG out there, you know. That's how we getting it in. You know, I want to know what everybody thinks about all the female rappers that y'all hear so far on this show. And let me know what's the hottest commodity in your city. You already know what it is. Bang Out Radio, 661-621-7559. And another thing is I want to know how y'all feel about janky promoters. That's what the topic of the show is today. You know, janky promoters, you know, it's been a lot of them going around, and I'm just putting it out there because I've been exposed to a couple of them, you know what I'm saying? And I just want everybody out there that's doing their thing with the music just be aware of what's going on with it. You know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people that have shows and stuff, they want you to sell tickets and all that stuff. You know, if you got some type of person coming with the package, it's all great, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, by us being artists out there in the game, you know, a lot of times people, they want you to, you know, submit to what they got going on. If a club promoter is inviting you as an artist to their club and they want you to perform for them for free, but they can't give you no drink, you should be cool on that unless they got a headliner MC that's going to be in the building that's going to give you more exposure because they done pulled in a bigger crowd for you to get that exposure by. Don't do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the way I feel about it. You got to have your own rules and regulations that you want to stick by. If you just move and you're trying to just get heard by somebody to see how the crowd is, you know, that's all great too. But if you paying a promoter or somebody to perform at their club, just make sure they treat you like an artist and not like a patron of their club, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, they be just in it to win it too. They just like to capitalize off of you and your talent. But at the end of the day, you got to remember that this game is 80% business and only 20% talent. And talent still is a breakdown of only about 10%, you know what I'm saying, because the rest of that is image-wise, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the way I look at it. Everybody else got their own opinion, but that's the way I see it. If you don't got your business, if your business isn't your music, then your music ain't your business, you feel me? So... that's what it is, you know.
10% show and 90% business.
Yeah, you know, the reason why I say that is because you got millions of rappers out there that do exactly what you do. Some are better, some are worse. But at the end of the day, you're competing with them for what they got going. And mostly, the majority of them not going to make it in the music industry out of all the millions of people that's striving for it. But the ones who have good business sense, they don't never got to become famous, and they can have more money than some artists that are famous. You know what I mean? So that's why.
And that's
say,
real.
You know,
that's real. And just a little heads up to all you young college cats or whatever and girls that's out there, but y'all want to do something in this entertainment industry, the music, film, however you want to look at it, take you a business management course. Don't worry about your music courses and all this music theory and all that, because if it's in you, it's already in you, but you need to get your business right. So take a business management course and really learn the ins and outs so you can capitalize on your own, you know what I'm saying, enterprise. You don't have to have other people doing business for you when you could do it for yourself. Why not?
Exactly. And the cool thing about it, you know, I was watching this documentary, how they were discussing, you know, college and its conspiracy. Just go look that up on YouTube or whatever. But that the guy that was spitting real game at people was just telling him some stuff that was really common sense that I never thought about. Like, mostly all the information that we can thousands of dollars to go to college for, you can Google the answer on Google. Like, everybody who tried to come and you know what I mean? Everybody that try to, yeah, they try to come and spit all that high-tech game, try to encourage you, like, yeah, if you get down with my team, we going to give you a record deal, and we going to make sure you get the exposure you need, and this and this and that. That shit is garbage. Not saying that it ain't a good business pitch that they have, not knocking what they do, because that's great. You can do that. But the stuff that they're telling you, you can tell yourself, and you can just go online, get your own business pitch, link up with the head person in charge instead of going through a middleman. I mean, as far as distribution to your music, you don't need to go through necessarily a distribution company unless they are a solid, strong team that's going to really take you to the next level. But as far as all these different offers that people got going on, a lot of them offers is right on Reverb Nation, is right on any little distribution website that they have out there. You know what I'm saying? You don't necessarily got to pay nobody no $1,800 to do what you can do for $39.99. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, for
real. Real.
So it's like, you know, I'm just spitting game because some people try to keep the game a secret and try to make it seem like they just doing major things when it only costs their asses $39.99. I don't know why they ain't plugging you in on it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep it, honey, with you. You just need to read all the places that you're posting your music at and all the websites that you're dealing with to market your music. They have their own distribution, and that's another form of it. Before you paid $1,800, you could have invested like $500 in three or four good, powerful sites, and bam, there it goes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not just that. I'm not trying to knock nobody else off what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? But after I've just gathered all this information, after I've been read and presented all these different options and opportunities that, you know what I'm saying,
right,
that people are offering me, you know what I'm saying, which is great. But then it's a lot of stuff out there. I'm like, okay, you're going to charge me to distribute my music. When you get my money, you're going to take my money and only pull $39.99 out of it and pay them motherfuckers to distribute something I could have did for myself. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm saying that, because it's like it's just too much scams out there. And then the thing with, you know, even the showcases. See, I've been researching the showcase scene, you know, because I'm about to really get into that whole arena of, you know, music, you know, since I got the connections to do so. I want to do that with a lot of artists, you know, do the indie artist showcase and bring headliners to the table. But see, the thing of it is, I don't want nobody trying to get my artists off what they got going, you know what I'm saying, and trying to take advantage of them. So what I've done is research so I don't got to go through no middleman and get what I want. And a lot of times that's that when you have a middleman involved, sometimes they try to get over on you. You know what I'm saying? They want their cut too. Mm-hmm. But if they get a cut, the club get a cut, and everybody get a cut, what does that leave you with? Nothing. You know, so it's like
zero, zip, nada.
And if you're gonna pay to be on in anybody's indie artist showcase or any of that stuff like that, just make sure they got somebody prominent in the building besides themselves. I mean, all of us hear each other's music on Facebook and all these other places. Why do we need to see the same people supporting us at the showcase? We don't need other artists really supporting our music like that to that effect. What we need is fans. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We need fans, people that don't rap, that don't sing, but purchase music. See, I can like your music all day, and you can get mad if I don't, but at the same time, I don't even matter because I'm not going to buy your shit because I'm trying to sell my shit too. You know what I'm saying? And that's being
real.
Real. It's being real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I might every now and then, if it's somebody who I know closely, I might pay for a download or two of your singles or something just to show some love. But I think that's the grind of an artist. We are posting our music to people on Facebook who all really is your competition. That's why I said that fake-ass like button that I was talking about earlier. We're all comrades. We're going to hit the like button whether we think you're tight or weak. We're going to do it. You know, some of us will, and some of us won't. But at the same time, how do you know it's genuine if you are in the same arena of artists? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like you have a random fan off the street that you just played your song to, and they was like, yeah, that shit hard. You know what I'm saying? That's different. When you got people that don't know who you are as an artist and they judge your music, honestly, that's great. Like those YouTube comments, those are the most genuine comments that you could ever go by. I've had a person on YouTube that say I was whack. You know what I'm saying? On YouTube, I'm like, well, at least I know that's her honest opinion. And I hit her back. I said, you know what? I said, well, thank you for critiquing my music. You know what I'm saying? And I respect that. Much love. Then she went to another song of mine. She was like, I take that back. You're hard. But then the other song that she heard, it wasn't even a song on a beat. It was just some rant and rave little rapping I was doing. And she was like, you're whack. You're not going to make it, blah, blah, blah. Then she come back and went on my other page and say some other shit. But at the same time, even if they say I suck, you know it's honest. That's how they really feel because they don't owe me the idea of actually managing my emotions. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a shit if I cry tonight or, you know what I'm saying, or if I'm mad or if I write a subliminal message on Facebook. They just don't put it out there like it is what it is. Your shit whack. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. And I like the honesty that you can get from fans instead of artists. Because artists, we going to lie to you and try to keep you encouraged, you know, because if you actually critique another artist's work, they're going to say you're hating on them. When that ain't necessarily the case, it might just be that you really don't like the shit. Coming from a fan, you're a fan's perspective, you know what I'm saying? But,
right.
You know, that's why I said we got to go harder than just promoting our music to other indie artists. We got to find a fan base, you know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing with these showcases, you know, and stuff like that. It do be a lot of indie artists in the house. But that's how we all started off. That's how all of them started off. We all going to open mic sessions and getting it in and ciphers, rapping in the back alley and shit with a bonfire going. You know what I'm saying? That's how we got started. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when it's time to really present your talent and you really want to know the truth about your music, have a listening party and invite all your friends and general people that you really don't know and people in general that you really don't know. I'm going to keep saying that one because, like, if you do that, if you invite people that you really don't know, have a listening party and, you know, start off playing everybody's music. Play mainstream music, whatever. Play whoever music you want to play. And throughout the party, throw in your songs, you know what I'm saying? And just check out the atmosphere and see how they vibe into your shit. And if they really vibing and rocking your shit, you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? And then if they're not, then you know about what you need to go by to improve on. You know? So I'm going to take a few calls right here on Bang Out Radio. We got caller 8557. We are live on Bang Out Radio.
This is Mama No. Can you play? I'm on like.
Well, okay. Let me see.
By Fully Loaded.
Yes, that Fully Loaded.
That's okay, right. Look.
I got this track right here.
What up, Mom?
Right here.
Hey.
We got a line right here called Going Dumb by Fully Loaded. That's right here on the switchboard right now. Would you like to hear that?
For sure.
That's what's up. And I want to give you a special shout out. You know what I'm saying? Mama Loaded. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. Bang Out Radio. Going Dumb is what we're about to get into. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Mom,
hey.
What you got going on right now, though? Mama Loaded.
Supporting my son. You know I'm in the Loaded crew.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? We've been having mamas called in, you know. Big Dreena called into the show earlier, you know. We got y'all mothers need to come to the barbecue and do their left and slide together. I'm telling you. My mom's going to be there.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the Temptations, the Shy Lights, the Whispers. We're going to have Fully Loaded. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have all types of music going. You know what I'm saying? So our mom music,
that's what's up.
You know,
that's what's up.
We're doing it. So we getting that together, you know what I'm saying? And any artists that want to try to be a part of this thing that we're doing, y'all come on and fall in. We doing it like that. Bang Out Radio. We got Going Dumb right here by Fully Loaded.
We got to start this shit off right, man. You already know how we do, man. Clip Gang in the building. You already know.
Let go.
Cocky hammers, I'm a 2-cup sipping a
blue puppy animal.
Still got the antidote, I just call it play juice. Uh-huh. Baby, that's the Amsterdam, 2 pills and grapefruit. Shit, I'm getting loose, pocket stay stocked. So it's nothing to recop and get it popping like hot grease. Chain on and same charm, fuck what you lames on. I be going dumb like half of my brain gone. And I'm on like stage lights, paid like me coaching. Smoking something out of the telly, but he's focused. I let my brim lean, spot on me a thick thing. Winking, I'ma dive in that pussy like a swim team. So turned up. I'm on my bullshit. They love me in the hood, but I'm still cautious. And all of my functions stay jumping now. Off a pill, I go dumb trying to take from it.
I've
been shrinking, I've been popping, I've been on one. Now I'm thinking nothing's stopping me from going dumb.
Brains like medulla, mommy's a cooler. Yeah, the beast, grab the sheet. Got feast on that pussy, just beat. Hop off a pill and a half, and it's hot. Pockets so swole, prim low with a 5-star bitch. Yo, gotcha, no, so gotcha. Click gang, nigga, so sick, no, not. Get that, turned up and I'm intact. Money like blackjacks, the way that my bread's at. Show me where the head can't be with said this. They be so dumb on the dick from the back seat to the hotel with a bed and basket. Roll up a slip and I probably won't pass that. And if you giving up the key, I'm gonna crash that. All up in the club, you gotta show me what I have.
I've been drinking, I've been all in one day. Now I'm thinking nothing's stopping me from going dumb.
Dumb, did it, I'm dumb.
We had a stick, caught up to us, later I lick her. And then we played some twisters, running in with a sister. I'm feeling kind of dumb, so I dare to kiss her. Now she's taking a picture, sister's tugging my zipper. Too dumb, dumb, but who done knew they were strippers? Merry Christmas, gifts from St. Nicholas. Massage therapist, no she ain't ticklish. I'm feeling dumb, Swedish man, and she just dumb ostrich. I'm feeling quite gothic, mass out in mosh pit. This is what I'm gonna do, I'ma kidnap the hostage. You call the mayor, Sheriff, the locksmith. I'm about to shake some shit up, man. I'm owning ya. Crackinonia, San Andreas, it's California. Man, I'm groundbreaking, earth shaking, dumb, stupid, dumb, hard.
Loaded music right there going dumb. Y'all have
right
here. Out in Vegas, invasion on the city that never sleeps. We got some artists that's out there, you know what I'm saying, that we working with, you know what I'm saying? We would like to hook you up with them. You know, they got their own production company going on out there. They got their film crew and all that stuff out there, too. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to my boy Rocksteady, you know what I'm saying, and my boy Yak the Ripper. Not Yak the Ripper, but what is his name? Is that Luke Man T, the Ripper. He's got a the Ripper on there, too, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? These guys out there, they in Vegas, they doing their things, you know what I'm saying? That Luke Man T, Chief Cole, that's out. He a hot male artist that's out of the 702 right now, you know what I'm saying? And that's all family right there, you know what I'm saying? And then we got Young Jay Prince. Young Jay Prince is looking to sign the Star Mob Records pretty soon. He a youngster, though. He's like 17 years old. He's getting it in, and he's very lyrical with it. Handsome young man doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? But they all doing it out there in the 72. And, you know, I'm going to link you up with some more people out there. Just stay tuned for that. I want to keep encouraging you to just keep going far and far and far and just keep bringing that heat, you know what I'm saying? And I already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? That's how the female MCs is doing it. Do you have anything you want to spit on the show today?
Yes, I do.
I'm gonna
sit right now. There you go. Time to get naughty. I'm tired of being nice. I can act like a nigga when it's time to get it right. You about that BS? I'm about that real though. Ain't gonna let you play these games with my mind now. Been through it all a few times. I let it all go. Cleaned up on friends like Eric. Somebody let them know. And I'm not worried about a hater because they hate their life. And I'm in love with mine. Like princess because I shine. Money is the grind. Eyes like dollar signs. Dudes want to get in it like I'm American Pie. How did this fish grease fly like the moon? Sick like chemo, patient, now rude. I said I was gonna do a view in the truth. Tried to take me down, I was ready like duel. Princess K. Nakilani. Who? Princess K. Nakilani. Ooh.
That's fully loaded. You already know what it is. The bars are fully loaded. That's what's up with it, you know. I mean, y'all got to watch out for that female MC right there. You already know. We getting it in right here, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we do on Bang Out Radio. You know, I want to encourage all my female MC, don't be scared to call in, and don't be too shy to call in. Call in and spit your bars, you know what I'm saying? We love you for that, and we support all the female MCs out there that's doing it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with it. Spit it. Spit it how you live and get it how you live. That's what we do. Fully loaded, Star Mob, that's all day. I mean, we're everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We'll be coming to a town near you, you know, and not just that, you know. Speaking of, you know, being everywhere with it, you know, I want to give a shout out to my girl, Miss Law, that's doing it way big out there. You know what I'm saying? And she's making noise out there in that St. Louis Live one time. You know what I'm saying? And I commend her for everything she got going with the artists out there. She got a radio show going for the female MCs. She also doing the female MC showcase. She's a lot of my inspiration. You know, she's been in this game doing it for like 10 years. I met her at the Female Hip Hop Honors Award. If y'all out there, Google her one time, Miss Law, the official Miss Law. You know what I'm saying? She getting it in. You know what I'm saying? And so y'all look her up, because if you're a female MC out there, I have connected to a lot of female MC radio shows that will play your music, that will give you that platform, that will promote your shit. So we doing it like that, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the ladies today, you know what I'm saying? But we got our fellas that's out there supporting us, you know what I'm saying? And y'all are very important to us, you know, and we appreciate all the support that we get from the male MCs, because a lot of y'all got major bars and y'all encourage us to go harder and harder and harder. You know, and that's what we like. You know, we like y'all to give us a run for our money, you know, because it's just, we soaking it up like a sponge, you know. So I'm digging that right there. I'm about to give y'all, you know what I'm saying, a taste of how we do it in Compton, you know what I'm saying, with Treasure, you know what I'm saying. Treasure, shout out to Treasure. All my female MCs, send your music to Treasure, you know what I'm saying, because she's pushing the line for y'all. She really doing her thing. She got the Swag King show, you know what I'm saying? Check that out. You know what I'm saying? The boys in the building,
ladies is in the building. They supporting any female MC that's out there. If you doing it, she doing it. You know what I'm saying? She making sure you get your radio play. So look her up out there, and, you know, we're about to give y'all some treasure right here on Bang Out Radio.
Let me introduce myself, come from the compound. Treasure, what they know me by and call me now. I got the recipe you craving for. This is heat right here, and I got much more. Everybody anticipating, waiting for what's in store. The quiet storm creeping on you when I avoid. I climb the billboard, reaching up for the top. Can't nobody hold me down like Puffy, I won't stop. Fellas in the club swaying back and forth, and the ladies in the club dropping low some more. I can walk through the village, got some people from the red town, back to pocket hood.
Out there and they feel like they're your competition and they trying to snake you in the game,
don't even trip on all that, because, you know, one thing about the female MCs that I want y'all to know is that it's strength in numbers. We can rock shows all day together. We can get money together. But if it's only one of us, then that's all they're going to think that we need in the industry is one female MC. And y'all already know we want them to open more doors for us. So the best way to get the doors open is to unite, do big shows together, rock out concerts, have your sex appeal, have your lyrical skill, have your strength, and do it like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like we got to do it like that. If we don't do it like that, it's not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? I had posted something on the Coast to Coast MC Movement page the other day. I'm going to read this to y'all. You know, it goes like this. All female rappers are not Barbie. We are lyrical, universal, you know what I'm saying? So post your music and showcase your talent and network with all the female MCs. This page is for unity for all the female MCs, you know, and I put that up there for y'all. But then I got into a little bit more detail, and I just wanted to let y'all know my position in this whole thing. If women were demanded that female artists be given opportunities, then it would happen. Females are the most dominant consumers in the world, you know what I'm saying? In every industry, we are. They are far more loyal and spend more money than men. The reason that every other Snoop Dogg or 50 Cent song is a love ballad is because they know they need to inspire women with their music. If this demographic were to somehow demand the presence of progressive female artists, then the industry would change its stripes. But if women are only asking for Nicki Minaj, Trina, and Lil' Kim, that's all we're going to get. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing against, you know, Nicki Minaj, Trina, and Lil' Kim, because I respect all of those female MCs, you know. But if we only demand one type of artist, that's all we're going to get, and that's all they're going to ask for. So that's my mission, you know, and the mission of all the female MCs that's a part of the Coast to Coast MC movement. That's all of their mission. And it's not my movement. It's a movement that's been going on all across the world. If you type it up and you Google it, you'll see that it's real and it's happening everywhere, because we all want our platform to be heard, you know. So with that being said, that's exactly why we play all types of female rappers' music. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly why we do it. It's because, you know, we want, you know, everybody to understand that it's all type of female MCs out there. They're not all sexy or sex appeal or how should I say it? They're not all, you know, selling sexual innuendos in their music all the time. Some female MCs just like to tell stories, like, you know, my girl, Jean Grey, you know what I'm saying? Artists, you know what I'm saying? Like Lauryn Hill. And artists like that, you know, that, and Missy Elliott, you know, Eve, you know what I'm saying, all types, Coke Bugatti, you know what I'm saying, a lot of female artists, you know, Medusa, you know, they out there, they stick the part, they want to be respected as a lyricist for what they are, you know, whatever type they are, whether you're a sexy female artist or whatever image that you got going, it's great. Keep doing what you do, you know. Just make sure you be independent about it, have your own frame of mind, and don't let nobody convince you that you don't need to support other female MCs, because when you support other female artists, it shows, not only does it show that you have confidence in your own talent, you know, but it also shows that you're secure within yourself. You know what I'm saying? But when you don't support other people's music like that, you don't necessarily have to be a person in particular, but just having a general stigma that you don't support them, it just makes it seem like you insecure about your own music, you know. So I support all females out there that's lyrical, but if you whack, I'm gonna tell you whack. It don't matter, you know what I'm saying? Just like I want you to tell me to think I'm whack. So I mean, it don't mean you gotta rock with them, but don't just hate them because they do what you do. You feel me? So that's what I'm saying. Don't hate them because they do what you do. Love them, support them, and get money with them. You know, that's how we got to do it. Shout out to Megan Boots, you know what I'm saying, and the Dottie Rap fam. Y'all out there, y'all always supporting Bang Out Radio. Not only that, I see y'all all in Hollywood at the Key Club. Y'all getting it in everywhere in Hollywood. Y'all got to see the Dottie Rap family. They are real live movements. They everywhere. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? So speaking of them, you know, I think I got something in the switchboard for them. I'm going to let y'all hear some Megan Boots. You know what I'm saying? Megan Boots and the whole Dottie Rap fam. Here we go right here, Bang Out Radio.
Yeah. QE DJ. Mr. Fuck Your Feelings, by the way.
Fire flame, flame, fire flame, spittle.
Yeah.
Fire flame, flame, fire flame, spittle.
All right.
Spit flames, engulf you with the words I speak. Fire spitted, don't confuse me with them thirsty freaks. My raps emit burns to the third degree. Get the beat, the voice, and it will scream, Q murder me. But I'm leaving with no evidence. Stomping on the beat like an elephant, irrelevant. MCs just got me hella bit. They try to tempt me. I fire interns from the agency. I'm with CR and the motto is TG. You can never see me like Central City's on TV. QEDJ, by the way, the greatest. Nigga, you can hate, but you know who I stay with.
Fire flame, flame, fire flame, spit. Fire flame. Fire flame, shit, we the business. $100 million, yeah. Bitch, we the business. $100 million. Fire flame, flame, fire flame, spittle. Fire flame, flame, fire flame, shit, we the business. $100 million,
CR superstar going in for round two.
Okay.
Switch cream to cash rules everything around
okay.
you. And the fam is rolling for life. I'm in my lane, you a gutter, I'm bowling the strike. My niggas with me, and you know we roll deep. We stay chasing De Niro like Pacino with heat.
Crazy boys,
when I spit, I'm on fire, make the hardest nigga look like streets. I dare any nigga to try this. I'm out of your reach like a midget to a light switch. Never gon' stop, you will never see my break like this arm, niggas. I just fake left and I go right.
Fire flame, flame, fire flame, spittle.
Yeah.
Fire flame, flame, fire flame, spittle. We the business, $100 million.
Yeah, that's what it is right here, Bang Out Radio, you know what I'm saying, shout out to the whole Dottie Rap family, you know, now y'all, you know, I guess today was like my first time actually explaining, you know, why I do the post-to-post fancy movement show to that extreme, you know, so y'all can let me know what y'all thoughts and opinions are about that, you know, I'm just trying to let everybody know that the female rapper is not an endangered species like they posting all over, you know what I'm saying, the internet and that there's no female rappers out. There's, like, millions of them. I've met, since I've been, like, putting myself out there as a female rapper, I've met over, like, at least 150 of them just in the West Coast. But I've learned about millions of them already. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, we're not an endangered species. We need that platform, you know? So if y'all don't give it to us, we're going to make our own. So you, whether you like it or not, we're coming, you know? All the female MCs out there, you know, Miracle wasn't able to, you know, do the show today. She had some business she had to take care of, you know, but she's going to be on the next show, you know, coming up. And I want to give y'all some more music, you know, right here on Bang Out Radio. We got, I want to see if y'all could call in and request some of the female MCs that y'all like a lot. You know what I'm saying? We're going to, you know, just start y'all off with something that I got right here in the switchboard. You know, I got this one right here. I'm going to give this to y'all. Y'all can play this right here.
Bang Out Radio. We're about to give y'all I have some Ill Camille right here. I never played her. You know, I said I was going to play her today. We got some Ill Camille. You know, she's going ill, you know. Ask me why I never spit bars on the show. You know, I don't really spit bars on the show ever. You know, I just don't. But I'll spit it to you in person. I'll spit it all over the internet. Or I gotta be in my mode, I guess. But I got y'all right here. We're about to give y'all some little mail thing on radio.
I might slide dating or foes on the big body, cause that ride's so spacious. I done been popping tags, you in the line waiting. Always in something new, annihilation. Damn, it feels good to be a player. All my bitches eye candy, they look good now and later. Kobe Bryant Williams, man, my Chevy is a Laker. Graduated high school and went straight to the Matrix.
I'm so fly, I'm envied and I know why. Kiss me feet and feel the breeze when I pass by. Pizza busy, cheap and printed, purple and chocolate tie. Illuminated, need Bulgari just to shield my eyes. I stop, convert the coupe, I call it shape shifting. Ace of spades in my glass, no LSA sipping. No problem with the ladies, yeah, I stay pimping. I got brand new money, so my bills stickin'.
They can't feel the pissing, but I tell them stop tripping. Hit me on it, in the city with the Chevy on phone. Ain't worried about the distance, it don't matter what you rippin'. LA straight to Dallas, Texas, finna take it back home. They say they feel the pissing, but I tell them stop tripping. Hit me on it, in the city with the Chevy on phone. Ain't worried about the distance, it don't matter what you rippin'. LA straight to Dallas, Texas, finna take it back home.
Picture me rolling out and been south and back again. I'm good in every town, I'm in leaving my city limits. City of angels fit it. Born on the left side, they appreciate my southern sickness. So we be dipping, sitting real low when the low rider a slab. Cup a few things from Big T to drop me pop cash. Trip to Dallas, gave my folks in Pleasant Grove a visit. Hit up my bros, MVP boys, they be rolling with me. Already, still right. Nothing more divine. Nick Cali weather, a summertime function, bumping talker, big tough with your speaker subbing. It doesn't matter whatever hood you grew up in, we all hustle. Make a little something out of nothing. It's love from the coast across the globe. Get off the flight, hit 45, and then you know I'm on. Uh-huh. Head riding, when you nodding, with supplier stone chrome. See, I'm from the land of the perk too, but it ain't a styrofoam. Smoke something, bitch.
They say the feeling pissing, but I tell them stop tripping. Hitting corners in the city with the Chevy on phone. Ain't worried about the distance, it don't matter what you reppin'. LA straight to Dallas, Texas, finna take it back home. They say the feeling pissing, but I tell them stop tripping. Hitting corners in the city with the Chevy on phone. Ain't worried about the distance, it don't matter what you reppin'. LA straight to Dallas, Texas, finna take it back home.
Every day we fly, no passport. Make these hoes do everything that we ask for. Always ballin' like we practice on the match court. All I wanted was the world and more.
Yeah, young savvy, man. Huh, savvy. Yeah, I'm in this motherfucker with my motherfucking queen.
You better know that.
Yeah, bomb, LA Dreamer.
Back it up, play it, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. Swagged up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not. It don't matter what I do, man, I'm stupid swaggin'.
Swag,
swag when I'm eating, swag when I'm rapping,
swag,
swag when I'm sleeping, swag when I'm macking,
swag,
swag for no reason, swag for attraction,
swag,
swag every season, swag with a passion,
swag,
swagged up, swagged out, swag when I'm stacking,
swag,
swag on you haters. swag with the players.
Swag,
swag on you hoes. Swag for the paper.
Swag,
swagger, 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 jacker. You can't jack this swagging.
Swag,
swagging when I'm active and I swag when I relax.
Swag,
swag so super. Swag too stupid.
Swag,
swag so on that I just can't lose it.
Swag,
swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they not.
Let you sleep, I should fuck you with the burner. Her kids looking at me like Miss Bomb, please don't hurt her. I kick a kid ass, Bernie Mac my past. Rest in peace my bro, bro, man that shit hurtful. I am a klepto, I'll fill the metro. LASBR9CA reject. From now on that's how you drive, I got my respect. From now on that's how you drive, I got my respect. Hell no, I ain't glad, my nigga said it's good. So all the bad, bad bitches have to get about his hood.
Hell no, I ain't glad, my nigga said it's good. So all the bad, bad bitches have to get about his hood.
Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not.
What swagged up, turned up. Any track I touch get burnt up. Fuck with me, you get smirked up. I'm killing hoes, they tagged up. You starving nigga, get your weight up. My swag is shining, Mark Jacob. They hating on me, they flaking on me, but I'm eating anyway, such a plate up on me. Niggas can't be me, bitches can't see me. I'm super fly, south central, straight breezy. Niggas take it easy, you hate it, straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You niggas straight kill me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check my swag from head to toe. Check my bars got crazy flow. Check my stats, they're better than yours. Check my thick thighs, thick, thick, thick. Check my thick thighs. Yeah, 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 yeah. Check my thick thighs. Yeah, yeah. Thick, 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 thick.
Yeah, that's how we're doing it on Bang Out Radio. You already know. Shout out to my boy Savvy Mike, you know what I'm saying, doing it like that on Bang Out Radio. You know, we got like 6 minutes left in the show. Call in, press 1. Let me know what y'all got going on out there, what y'all trying to hear on Bang Out Radio. That's what it is. We got caller 2957. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
What's good, Drina? Drina, how you doing, L.A.?
Dopey.
Dopey.
Yeah,
man. How you doing, man? You know me. I'm like your number one fan. I'm tuning in. I've been listening to the whole show.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
you just have a lot of knowledge, man, this show, too, man. I need
you
to,
I need to be happy in this show, man.
Y'all was on it.
Give us some insight, though. Give us some insight. What do you think about everything I discussed today on the show? You know, this is a more mellow, laid-back, not as turned up like my Tuesday show.
Yeah, I ain't used to this, man. Y'all real mellow today. I mean, I hear bars, but y'all was talking a lot of real stuff, though, about, you know, about the business. You know, they call it show business. You kind of more aggressive than I am, I guess, because you're quick to tell somebody they whack. If somebody asks my opinion on some music, I'll give my views on it and then say it's, you know, whack or not. I'm not the type of person that is like, oh, yo, you whack. But, you know, people are like that, you know. But, you know, I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing. And, just on a side note, I just really wanted to show the whole, the start of my movement, that whole movement, man, a lot of love. Because, you know, when y'all hit me up the other day, I was really out of character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And y'all really calm me down and just like, you know, do you. So I really, like, on some whole side note stuff, I really appreciate it and I really thank y'all for that.
Oh, that's no problem. You know, y'all are a positive force in this music industry and y'all have so much going on for yourself. You know, you got
highly respected people in the industry, like David Ford, you know what I'm saying? He got you listed as his little brother on his page, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you're surrounded by positive people that's really active and that's a strong force in the hip hop community, why do you need to cater to anything else that's not positive? It don't matter. It don't make sense. That, even myself, and like I posted on my page, I wrote on my page, why do I let idiots take me out of my element? Then everybody came up behind me, the people that loved me and didn't think I was talking about them. They straight up posted, you know what, Drina, just be encouraged. You a beautiful person. We know how you are. You very loving and affectionate towards people that you're around. And when you're linked up with people and you're affiliated with them, you have a sense of loyalty. I will go to bat for all my friends and family. That's how I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I am too.
Yeah, and people who are like that and people who really know who you are as a person, they're going to come and catch you when you're flipping. And I posted, thank you for catching me. If you ever see me acting stupid or slipping, you know what I'm saying, being negative or absorbing somebody else's negativity, go ahead and just do what you do best and be positive. You got too many people out there watching every move you make. They love your grind. They love your shine. They love your hustle. They see you grinding all the time. Y'all up there in the number one spot. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make good.
Yeah,
moves.
I even switched me. Doesn't like even switched our stuff to, like, I changed it from hip-hop to put it to pop so I won't have to contend with them. So why are they mad? Me and my wife are the number one and number two.
Listen, the thing of it is this. You don't undermine, and it ain't me taking nobody's side or none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is just a common sense fact. You don't undermine yourself for nobody. Just because you're doing what they're doing and they feel like you're their competition don't necessarily mean that you got to back down and tuck your tail. And that's what I let everybody know out there that see what Star Mob is doing right now. If you don't like the fact that you make music, I make music, you're climbing the charts, I'm climbing the charts, you're doing radio, I'm doing radio, you know what I'm saying? You dance, I dance, I make money, you make money. If you don't like it because I'm doing exactly what you're doing, or maybe I might be doing it better than what you're doing, that looks like you're a hater. And then if not just that, but if you're out there making good music and you're doing what somebody else is doing, they should applaud you for doing that. When I see other people that do hair, I don't hate on them because they posting their hair pictures on my wall. I look at them like it's either they admire my work or they want me to critique theirs or they see me as a competition. Either way it go, they're paying attention to me because they're looking at me in some kind of way and saying that I'm on their level, whether they're being negative or positive. You know what I'm saying? And you got to take it for what it is. But don't undermine anything you're doing. And that's not just for you. That's for me and anybody that's out there that's doing music. This is nothing direct towards anybody. Just make sure you don't back down. Do what you got to do. If this is what this industry is about. It's a competitive nature. You're not going to like what everybody says about you, and people are not going to like what you do. But don't undermine your talent just to make other people happy. Do you. You're hip-hop and be hip-hop. Me, I'm gangster rap, hip-hop, and that's the category I'm in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I started off that out here. You seen where I was on the chart. Started off at the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm what, number 20-something? But it don't bother me that being the number 20th person in the Antelope Valley because I commend myself and I pat myself on the back for being number 25 in Antelope Valley considering the fact that really I only been doing this shit for like 7 months strong. I'm only been doing it for 7 months strong, and I'm already up there where it's people. I'm above some people in the charts who've been doing it for 20 years. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't commend myself for that. And then when you Google up, I might not be at the top of Reverb Nation, but I bet you if you Google West Coast female rapper, L.A. Drina does pop in the top 10. You know what I'm saying? And guess what?
Yeah.
It's like millions of rappers in California. So guess what? I'm doing something right, and I'm not going to duck down or bow my head down just because it's another female rapper out there that do exactly what I do. If you don't like that I'm in your lane, get ready because my motherfucking ass is going to stay in your lane, and if you move too slow, I might run you over. So that's how
I
feel about
it. Like David Ford said, you got to say, you know, he said, what you expect? Hey, people are mad just because of the little mixtape you got. I mean, Desiree got something really, really big happening within the next 2 weeks. And it's, you know, I guess I'm gonna say we have something coming up in the next 2 weeks, and people is gonna be just really, really mad. I got joints with, you know, Royce and 5-9. Like, people haven't even heard them joints yet. So when people are suddenly, you think people are hating on you now, wait till that stuff start coming out happening, because, you know, they haven't even heard the real music.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The thing, that's what's funny about me. You see what I have on Reverb Nation. Every song, I don't even have a full song. I have snippets of what's coming out on my mixtape, and they're not even my beats. And I'm already known in California as one of the top 10 female West Coast artists. That's known. You feel me? So it's like this. People ain't going to like it, and they got songs on original beats, and you can't even Google their name and see them in no type of ranking. I'm recognized by all the major female MCs on the West Coast that's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? My chicks down south, they respecting me. And the cool thing about it, they respect me, and I haven't even put out a real full song yet. And I love that. I love that. So just
and
imagine
people
what I do.
That,
that's
that
the same
I've
thing
done
with her. She's doing her thing. Let her do her thing. Don't undermine her and tell her that her talent was a gift from God, and don't let nobody take that from her. Don't let the negativity push you over the edge. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Vanessa Chosen Marie, she posted some shit on her status the other day.
I stopped being paid. Actually, this is how real me and Vanessa is. I called her as soon as I seen it. I was like, what's up, sis? She was like, man. And it was funny because I was like, the day before that, sis, I was feeling the exact same way. When she put that post up, it took the words out of my mouth.
When she posted, I totally was feeling what she was saying. Because you know why? It's like this. You know, she's doing something, and everybody watching what she's doing. And this is something my grandma told me, and I'm sure yours probably told you too. If you ain't doing nothing, ain't nobody going to pay attention to you. But when you start doing something, that's when you worry when you ain't getting no reaction, whether it's negative or positive. If it's negative or positive and you're getting a reaction, just be glad and be flattered, because if you're not doing nothing to nobody, let's just say you stop promoting your music and you stop rapping and you tuck your tail and you just bow down. If you do that, everybody's going to be happy, because that's one less person they got to compete with. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing I was telling my man, B-Man. Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Don't stop doing nothing because somebody don't like you or they, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, you have beef with somebody. One person you have a beef with is not going to shut your career down, especially an indie artist. Worry about if 50 Cent gets a shot at you. You know what I'm saying? Not an indie artist that's on the level that's grinding like you are and trying to do what you do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about an indie artist. I'm worried about a major artist. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, an indie artist can't blackball you out of the industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they might have a chance to say, well, we ain't going to play your song on our radio show, or we ain't going to come to your indie artist showcase. That's the only way they could blackball you. How somebody who don't even got the power to even get pulled for themselves blackball you out the industry? You know what I'm saying? Be concerned about what people think about us in the indie artist community. We need to be trying to impress people that can help us. You know what I'm saying?
I've always tried to stay positive. And if anybody knows that AV Bombers page that y'all adding, that's me. And that page was made for nothing but AV artists, California artists. I use that page to promote everybody. So you know, when you see, you will pop up and see, you know, Polka, add Polka, or add this person, or go to Topaz on radio station. I made that page for the 661 artist. You know what I mean? So no one can never say I don't support anybody or anything. I just posted Brooklyn James like page. Tomorrow I'll post your Reverb Nation. The next day it'll be a Star Mob thing up. The following day it'll be B-Man and J. Cribb's new mixtape. So I'm trying. I'm trying.
Yeah, but you know what? It's good that you are promoting, but, like, really, you don't, to be honest, you don't, even to Star Mob, you don't owe that to nobody. You don't owe it to Star Mob. You don't owe it to nobody out there. You know why? Because you're doing what they're doing, and we're all trying to get our own business started and stuff. I respect the fact that you do that, and I commend you for that, because I do the same thing to people. But at the same time, if you don't have the time to do all that and think about every single artist that you know, don't manage everybody else's emotions. That's the same thing I've been saying all week long. I'm tired. You got like thousands of friends on Facebook. I got only, what, 900? But it's like the friends that I have, fuck, I thought about it. It's too much work just being me and handling my own business. I don't have time to manage your emotion and worry about if you think my status message is about you or if you're mad at me because, you know what I'm saying, of some silly petty shit, because that's just the internet, nigga. We still trying to make shit happen, you know what I'm saying? So all that stuff that they talking about on Facebook and all that other shit that's going on in the community that's negative, all that shit needs to be just squashed and deleted, because it really is pointless and it's effortless, because it's like when you cater to bullshit, worry about the business that you have. You know what I'm saying? And that's my thing.
Exactly.
I'm not about to worry about people and what they feel about me and all that shit, because we got business to handle. You got respectful people coaching you and pushing you, and they believe in you. I believe in you. Everybody believes in you. So don't worry about the people that don't. If they got problems with you, you know what I'm saying, as long as they don't touch you or your family, then you're good. You feel me? Everything else, just worry about your music, man, because you got a lot of talent, and don't even use a bit of energy on nobody else. I wouldn't even rap on a beat for a motherfucker that couldn't pay me. You feel me? So guess what?
Oh, well, that's the new thing that I'm adding. It's like, I guess, you know, I'm so used to being humble and stuff, but like I was telling War God, I hate to really be like that, but people got to come out their pockets. I'm like, I don't like to be like, okay, I got to come with this person. I'm big. Now I try to be the humble adult, but, yeah, they got to come out their pockets and stuff now.
You got to let people know. You got to let people know where you stand. And that's when people see me out of my element. I have to constantly, because when you're dealing with a lot of people, some people will try to test you. If they think that you're too humble and they think that you're too nice, a lot of times people will try to take advantage of it and test you and see if they can run over you. But then when you got to let them know. You got to let them know where you stand. As long as you let people know where you stand at in your position as a man, then can't nobody take that from you. You know what I'm saying? And people respect you for that. You know, and they got to respect it or get lost, because it's not going to go any further than that. I mean, really, unless they just downright idiots. You feel me?
Yeah.
It goes to a different level. I mean, that's the way I let people know. I don't try to make it seem like my squad is so hard and we just taking off grades and shit like that, because I want to build positive relationships with people in the industry. But I'm just letting everybody know right now, we are a real label. We really do have a barcode, and we really are pushing our shit, and we have. So you need to respect us for the label we are, the artists that we are, and we ain't letting your ass take advantage of us or push over us or try to low-key ride on us and think we're not going to respond. That's what I'm letting people know. What I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with letting people know your position. I mean, it's only cocky, arrogant people with the egos that don't want nobody ever to fucking discipline them. But it's somebody out there that's going to discipline you if your ass come and step forward. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's like we all try to stay business-minded, but people got to remember that you weren't the only motherfucker born in L.A. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People got to remember that. You're not the only motherfucker from the hood. We all from the hood. So we got it in us, and even if we don't, somebody in our family do. You know what I'm saying? So
I just never want like Facebook and what somebody say on Facebook to really get them in a whole squad, a whole family work. Because remember, when people, I might have you blocked on Facebook or something like that, but, you know, you got to remember, I know where you stay at. You have my family as friends that see the posts and subliminals this person or whoever puts up. It's like, I don't see it. I don't pay no attention. But people, I'm getting phone calls like, do we need to go over here? And I'm like, nah, just don't pay no mind. See, I have that mind state to be like, forget it. But family and other people that know I don't do nothing, they don't have that mind state. They like, let's go to where this person stay at. You know what I mean?
You know what? The thing of it is like this. You know, I mean, when you have beef and you really, really trying to get active with it and react to it or retaliate or be a part of it, real beef leads to real crimes being committed. And guess what? If people really doing shit like that on Facebook, I just want to say that's some stupid, idiotic shit to do, because everybody sees your status, everybody following your status, and people see what you're posting. People see threats on Facebook and all that. People see that, and they know what you're talking about, and,
And unfortunately, out here, everybody know who you are and where you live. So it's like,
yeah.
When you, I mean, you're digging your own self in a hole. It's like, is it really worth your freedom or your life? You know what I'm saying? Either
your life.
You're either to die or you're either going to go to jail. So why?
And even with that, it makes the person look bad because they look on their side and then they look on the other person's side. It's the other person not saying nothing. Not saying nothing. They're like, okay, wait, you're trying to get a name for yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're trying to get a name for yourself. Every single day, there's something about this person and their family and their wife or whatever, and then they're looking on the other person. You know, it's like a show, okay, now what this person going to say? Why are they not saying nothing?
Well, okay, see, you got to look at it like this, though. I mean, you got to think about it. Like, mostly some people will feed into it, but in the artist community, what I want you to know is that everybody don't feed into that type of negativity because of the simple fact when you've been from the hood and you know about beef and how beef operates, you know where it can lead to. So a lot of people don't want to be bothered with that. And a lot of times, you know, I will get to the point that if I get tired of seeing your negative shit, I'll block you. I don't care if I know you're talking about me or you're talking about somebody else. I'll block you, or if I don't block you, I'm going to just let you keep doing what you do, but I'm not going to fuck with you because I feel like people who bully people or try to intimidate them, you know, I feel like that thing right there is just a no-no. And plus, this is too much shit we got going to sit up and ponder thoughts about motherfuckers or worry about if you're going to be in jail next week because you done did something to somebody who wasn't even worth your time in the first place. You know, so I look at it like this, you know, in the indie artist community, everybody ain't feeding into it, and everybody's not on no bandwagon to where, you know, oh, this person, I don't like them, so, or somebody don't like them, I'm going to not like them. Well, I know I'm not because I have an open mind, and if nobody did anything to me, I'm not about to ride with somebody who, you know what I'm saying, who just says that they don't like this person, because that's what kids do in junior high. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's
like stuff like that. I can't get into it. If I see too much negativity on certain ones of my friends' pages or on Facebook or whatever, I just either block their ass or I just don't fuck with them at all. Because first of all, I'm kind of like low key afraid to talk to you because you're so explosive personality that I don't be bothered with it, and I'm afraid that if I say something to you, you might say something, disrespect me, and I'm going to want to do something, you know what I'm saying? So I don't, like, certain negativity, I don't get at, like, the people that play the tough guy or tough girl role, I don't get with them either, because I know me, I'm a real person, I have fear in my heart, and I have fear in my heart about certain things, like streets and shit, because I know people can get shot and killed, you know, or bad stuff can happen. And the reason I say I have fear because it's like, if you don't have fear, you're ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Fear is a mechanism that God gave you to keep you out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have no fear for certain things, then you're lying. You know what I'm saying? Because if nobody
has fear.
That's
the thing about
fear,
me. It sounds cliche when people say, keep it real. Dopey not no gangster. Dopey's I'm a family man. You know, I text you all the time, come to church. I ain't never been the type of person that's like, yo, yo, yo. I mean, the person calling me, you would think the dude was Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood. And I've hung with you before. You're far from that. But it's a show for somebody else, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be trying to be the game and this gangster rapper because that's not Dopey. That's not me.
Right.
You know, I'm a family man. I love Desiree to death. You know, but and it's different. It's hard to have somebody understand it when they're not married and they don't have a family and they got kids everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, if they're not married,
just because people get it twisted, just because you're a family man or, you know what I'm saying, me, I have a family and I have people that I love, you know, that cares about me, that I don't want to go to jail for certain people. That's why I say, push me to the limit and I'm going to react. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no pushover for nobody. And you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let nobody just do anything. I'm more like you. I don't start shit, I finish it. You know what I'm saying? If somebody starts shit, I'm going to react. to finish it. You know what I'm saying? I fear for my own self in a lot of ways is that, you know, I try not to respond to people when they be negative because I know I can get an explosive, ugly side. It's an ugly side of me that I've had from when I was younger that I reacted like that on people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really, as I get older, I'm trying to mature and become a businesswoman. When you're trying to be a businesswoman, you can't, reflect on negativity. You let them motherfuckers do what they do. And then sometimes you got to handle that shit accordingly, according to how the cards are played. But when you're trying to strive for something positive, I encourage you to do what you got to do. And as long as ain't nobody trying to get physical or touch you or your family, then you're good. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about none of that shit. All them subliminals, don't worry about it. I see people posting subliminal messages that got over, and they could actually call me and really just, you know, they could really call me
talk
and
it
actually
out. Yeah.
Just say what
talk
they want.
Out.
They could say what they want to me over the you know what I'm saying? Or they know where I live, and they can really just say that shit, but they don't. So I had to think about it. Why am I sitting here typing back to these motherfuckers when they was the art to actually come to my house? They know how to contact me, or they see me at the club, and they still act so whole cupcakey towards me, like, oh, what's up, girl? Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, well, that's what it is. If you really about your shit and you really gangster with it, gangsters moving silent. They not moving on Facebook, typing all day, posting subliminals. Them motherfuckers in the street, on the front line, catching cases, catching bullets. You know what I'm saying? They doing all that shit
exactly.
Right now. Everybody else that's not doing that, they're actually just doing what you're doing, but they're making it, they're creating a facade to make it seem like they're not. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, let people do what they do. You know, that's what I have to do. That, like, this week I was, you know, uproar, too. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to let people do what they do because at the end of the day, they're not going to approach you. They ain't coming to your house. And if they do, I don't underestimate people. They might do that. But if they do it, then they have a passion for stupidity because there's nothing that I've done to anybody so serious that they should want to come to my house. I mean, if you come here, that's on you. Interact your own risk. But, I mean, on the other hand, it's like, why did you go that far in the first place, you know? And now you're in a serious situation, you know? And some people think people think because you're professional or you're positive that you're a pushover. But, I mean, let them experience it for themselves and see what happens, you know?
Exactly. A man can only be pushed so far. But, again, great show. I don't know if Lyrical called in or not. I'm gonna call her and get on her and still wait for the rest of the song.
Yeah, I think what happened was they didn't know. They thought that they were supposed to call in at 6 instead of 4. You know, and I tried to get them in. You know what I'm saying? But I just got off the phone with her. I guess something came up. You know, but I think they were supposed. They thought I was doing it like a Tuesday show or whatever. But I don't know. We want to try to get them on the next show. I like her a lot. You know what I'm saying? So
me too. Yeah, so, again, great show. You know, I'm fully behind Bangor Radio, fully behind anybody positive doing their thing. Look for something big for me and Desiree within the next two weeks. And
something this way.
Definitely.
I got make sure you send something this way so we can, you know, look at some more stuff, you know what I'm saying, that y'all got going on. I listen to a lot of stuff on your playlist, hot shit. You know what I'm saying? So keep on making that hot music. You know what I'm saying? And just stay grinding. Every time you think about a hater, just do something else to make their ass
grind hard. Release another
song. Like every time a bitch posts something stupid on my wall, I just go to the studio. So when they come back,
and the numbers numbers don't lie. My mixtape is almost at 500 downloads.
Okay.
I mean, I guess somebody like it.
somebody
likes the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, just try to stay positive, man. And, again, you know, everybody know Dopey. You know, and I'm a humble person. Everybody know that's why we humble. We support everybody. And, you know, I'm going to continue to call and support you. Marley B, I loved the new song with Rico. Talked to Rico earlier. You know, so it's all love on my side.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, that's what I feel about all the artists out here that's doing their thing in the Antelope Valley. You know, Rico, you know, he kind of made me want to get with him on some shit, but I'm going to catch him when he's not busy, you know what I'm saying? And all types of shit, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all movement. I love what y'all got going on. You know, stay positive, stay humble, and always surround yourself around positive people. You know,
well, and that's the thing about it, too, because the same thing with that I posted on my wall. I don't know if you've seen it, man. It brought tears on my eyes real quick before I let you go. That Kendrick Lamar, man, that video of, like, a West Coast artist in the game and Snoop Dogg
and
Drake.
And remember Kendrick Lamar? I remember him. I used to talk to him all the time on Facebook, and I see him, you know, he doing his thing and all of that, you know, Power 106.
But you see the video?
You know?
You see the video of, like Snoop and it's on Warsaw, Snoop and Dr. Dre is like, we passing the torch to you. You don't, not hating on him, not and he do a whole completely different style than a typical West Coast artist. You know, he's a hip hop artist. They like, you the mother effing man. And we passing the torch to you. That's from Snoop. Damn, it's like we need that. Because from Chicago cats, from Dallas cats and Atlanta people, they all stick together. And
that's
we out
real.
here in the AV fighting over it. You know what I mean? It's like a team. It's the Bulls. And everybody's trying to be Michael Jordan. Everybody can't be Michael Jordan.
But the problem
everybody
with that
can't be Michael Jordan.
Like I said, we got 700 people that actually got music on the Reverbs out here. And it's like, I'm just counting them as the number of artists that's out here. Majority of us all know each other. We all know what each other doing. We all know what's the deal with all of us, you know. And I think that it is sad that it happens like that. But it's some positive people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's doing their thing. And then at least some of them act like they support you, you know, for the most part. But at the end of the day, just get with the ones that you see that's with you. You know what I'm saying? Don't even trip on the ones that, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't striving for what you're striving for. Everybody not in hip-hop to do what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Some people in hip-hop just because they don't have shit else to do all day. And then you got some people that is really their passion. So the people that really see it as a business and they really handle their business, you know who the ones are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, certain artists is like 45 still trying to do it. But, you know, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, you know, it's like
I'm about to start. Don't be about to pop out, okay?
Yeah, well, it's true. You know what I'm saying? There's people out there who doing it, and they don't. You know what I'm saying? It's like you just gotta
too
let
old,
me out
got a homeboy
you know,
that's just
the best way to get at a motherfucker is to not react. That's what I'm starting to say.
Yeah.
Don't react. Treat them like they're invisible, and stay positive with yourself. That's what I gotta do. With myself, I'm doing that. I'm gonna treat you like you're invisible. If you come at me foul on Facebook and I know you're talking to me but you're not really standing in my face, then I'm gonna just say, well, fuck it. I'm not gonna entertain your negativity because I know you're not gonna react to me when you see me in person. So I'm gonna just let it be what it is and leave it at that. You know? You don't got time for that shit. Like, you're going to be so busy in a minute doing shows, doing this, doing that, going to your album release parties and doing all these types of shit, making money in the industry. You already connected with the people that's about to make your shit explode. You don't even need to focus on nobody really out in the Antelope Valley at all. If they ain't really paying you attention and showing love to you, then say fuck them. Because at the end of the day,
that's what the messed up thing about it. It's like, like when I talk to Word God's like you saying, do your thing, you know, and that's like the messed up thing about it. I wanted to try to support everybody locally. You know, I don't want to do something. I mean,
you still
you know,
support them. You can, but at the end of the day, just think about it. People, you will know people that really got your back and the ones that don't. When you do blow up and you do your shit in your music, you will see if they really got your back when you start making money and shit. And if they don't hate on that, then they're good. You know that they're being genuine. But if they start to hate on you and they acting like, you know, that you don't deserve to have what you have, then those are the motherfuckers you need to avoid. And all you got to do is just remember the people that supported you. I mean, I ain't reaching out to nobody out here in Antelope Valley, and I'm going to keep it 100 because, you know, Star Mob been doing their shit for a minute. you know, we've been supportive of a lot of people, and a lot of people don't return the favor to us. So me, I'm kind of falling back. You know, they see
right.
us doing shit, I think, with the Fully Loaded family, you know what I'm saying? We made our shit into one big-ass entity, and people don't like that. They hating on it. They see the stage presence. They see the strength and the unity. And I think that the problem really is that people don't necessarily want you to do what they do. They want to be the only motherfucker to do the shining. They want to be the only one to, you know, be able to do certain things. So, I mean, if a motherfucker that emotionally challenged that they mad because you don't have time to support them, then screw them. We know too many people to support every single person on a daily or show our support. It don't mean we don't support them. It's just we ain't got time to post your shit and hit the like button every time your ass posts something on Facebook. Motherfuckers really have lives outside of that shit.
Lives.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if they can't respect it for what it is, then, oh, well. I don't get offended because people don't hit the like button. Shit, my own family never hit. You don't see no Loudons hitting the like button on my shit. And if you go on my family wall, you see that I have a lot of family on my Facebook page. But at the end of the day, they still show me love. You know what I'm saying? They still show me love. They just show me love as my family.
That's the same thing with me. With me not never posting on your wall and you getting mad. I can call LA if I need her for something. I don't ever post David Ford wall. I never post on Vince Most Wanted wall. It's like when I seen, like I said earlier, when I seen Vanessa wall, I didn't comment. I can call, hey, sis, what's going on? You good? You know what I mean? So, again, a lot of times I listen and I call. So just because I don't listen don't mean I'm not, you know, called. Before the show, I was like, I'm tuning in. I can tell you, you know, what songs you played. I can tell you, you know, y'all was freestyling on here and everything because I was listening.
Yeah.
I don't need to call in, you know?
Yeah. When you do talk to her, just tell her I said was good. You know what I'm saying? I really got a lot of respect for her. You know what I'm saying? You know, tell her I got a lot of respect for her. I love her grind. I love her hustle. You know what I'm saying? She's very inspirational. You know what I'm saying? Once I get everything situated with what we got going on over here, I'm gonna get at her. Tiffany,
wonderful
good.
Person
I'm gonna
get
at a lot of shit. You know,
it's a wonderful person to get to know, man. She will keep it real. You know, when I seen her status, I just gave her a ring. I was like, sis, you good? Because yesterday, I was like, the day before that, I needed you. You know, and I was like, dang, that hit it right on the button, what you said right there. I'm not copying and pasting that.
Yeah, I know exactly the message you're talking about. But what she was talking about was real, you know what I'm saying? People don't be always hating and shit and trying to knock you off your road to where you got going. Don't let nobody distract you. I'm not letting nobody distract me. You know, I gotta, you know, be positive. You know, sometimes you get out of your element, you start seeing people doing shit deliberately to fuck with you, and sometimes you gotta react just to let them know they need to fall back and get out your way. And that's exactly what she did, and I commend her for that. You know, but at the same time, she got thousands of people looking at her on a positive level, and they all looking up to her. You know, and that's the same thing like you. You got people that's looking up to you that ain't even gonna tell you that they look up to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That was the first time 2 days ago that I started the ramp on Facebook. I'm like, I was starting to write LA. I was like, what am I doing? This is not dope. I'm not about to sit here and say F this dude and he, you know, how old he is and this. Wait, hold on. This is not dopey. Let me chill for a minute. Get up off this laptop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And David Ford and a couple of other people, including the Star Mobs staff and everything, y'all called me and calmed me down, but that was one of the first few times Desiree was gone with the car, and Desiree was supposed to be gone with the car, because I would have been in the car gone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, God works in mysterious ways, because I didn't have nowhere to go nowhere.
Yeah,
you know, so
I wish, you know, if you, like I told everybody, if you see me doing something like that, just call me too, because it's like, you don't want, you know what, this is a very emotionally challenging industry. You don't know. Today you could be nice and having good days, and then another day you could have a bad day. Because this is how you know when your mark that you're making in the industry is really effective, because when you start to reap the positivity and the negativity of the industry, you know you're in it.
Right, you know you're in it.
And you're making noise in it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that's I got people out here in the Antelope Valley You know what I'm saying? They trying to give Star Mob a run for their money. But, I mean, I don't care. I'm like, shit, that means that we're doing something right. You know, as long as as long as we know what we got going, I'm not even going to tell everybody. You know, I'm going to just let people patiently wait and watch what happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to even tell everybody, you know, because when you tell people, it's for your competition.
Yeah, like I can tell you what Desiree got coming and what I'm got coming. Just look, you'll just see. You know what I mean? And that's how it is. You know, like I seen a video with War God and everybody with the suitcase at the end. You know, I support. You know, when people say things, they gotta have proof of it. You know, I can say I listen to your whole show. But if he say, what was y'all talking about? And I'm saying y'all freestyle and lyrical. Okay, Dopey been listening. Oh, Dopey say you seen my video. Yeah, with the suitcase at the end and y'all was jacking people at the beginning of it. I looked at the video. You know what I mean? So it ain't no. I'm just saying it to quote unquote be cute or to get brownie points or so to speak. I really support everybody.
Yeah,
you know.
I know you.
So.
You know, that right there is very commendable, and not just that it's commendable, but, you know, it just shows that you're secure in your own talent, you know, because you have it.
Yeah.
You know, when people are secure in their own talent, they can do that. But if you're not, when you feel like somebody your competition, you ain't about to support, you know, shit. You know, so that's
exactly
what it is. I don't feel like, I don't feel like a lot of my friends that are doing music or my competition, I feel like they're an asset. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an asset to you. I can be an asset to you just like you can be an asset to me. Why compete against you when we're in the same town, we're doing the same thing, let's get this money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I consider you an asset, not a competition. You know?
Because when you think about Do or Die, and Do or Die told me that they come down here and do songs with everybody, but when you think about Do or Die, they work with Twista, they work with Kanye West, they work with Selena Johnson. Where are all them people from? Chicago. They're not reaching out to Phoenix and L.A. and New York to do. They from Chicago. Crucial Conflict. They do songs with Twista from Chicago. I'm like, damn, that dude makes
Crucial
sense.
Crucial Conflict, how they doing? How's Crucial Conflict?
They still doing that.
Hey, the middle of the bar. Remember that shit?
And another thing, too, when you say like a artist that might not be as, like, okay, this is a perfect example real quick. Beyonce, I didn't understand when she did that song with Slim Thug. And Desiree being from Texas, she was like, baby, think about it. Where's Slim Thug from? Damn, that show is right. You see how they all stick together? You see how they all stick together? Beyonce, at that time, she was one of the hottest artists. She could have got anybody she wanted to on that song. She would have got Slim Thug. On my mixtape, I got NovaCal. I got B-Man. You know, I got B-Fly from Compton. I kept it wet.
That's real.
You know what I mean? Why about a big song called Cali State of Mind with only, what, two artists from the AV on there? I didn't need to go way out and go get Tantrum, one of the Grind Time artists on there. I need to get Noah Jones from Anaheim, California. We got enough artists in the AV. You know what
that's
I mean?
Real.
But why am I
with more else shit?
You know what I mean? But
it's people that's willing to get down with you, and that's the way I see it. I mean, if there's somebody that's willing to get down with you, then get down with them and don't waste no time doing it. Anybody else that wants to act
like Latoya Luckett, Latoya Luckett ain't dead out here.
Don't mess with it because, like me, remember at first when I first started coming out, I started reaching out to people and a lot of people didn't reach out back to me. Now that they see me shining in my own way and moving up in my career, they want to collab with me now, and now I'm not feeling it. I don't want
to
collab with
you. Desiree about to get a whole bunch of new friends. I'm found.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to collab with me now and you reached out to me before, if I reached out to you before and you didn't want to collab with me and now your ass want to collab with me now, call War God or Headache CEO. War God's the president, Headache's the CEO of Star Mob, and then after that, you could, after you get done talking to them, we'll contact the manager. Y'all going to follow the damn protocol. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
You're going to follow the protocol.
You never
know
who will
be. When I was trying to be friendly, you know what I'm saying? When I was trying to be friendly and reach out to certain people and they wasn't feeling me like that, now all of a sudden they want to do it, I'm gonna treat them how they was treating me at first. Because a lot of people who so-called my friends or people that are acquaintances that I know in the Antelope Valley, and I've been knowing them since back in the crumping days, in their crumping days when their asses was getting bucking shit, you know what I'm saying, when they were 14, 15, 16 years old, I knew them back then. Now all of a sudden
right.
we are doing music professionally. You want to tell me I got to call your manager and your president and all that shit? Well, fuck you.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have time for that. Not with people that I know. You know what I'm saying? It'd be different if I'm contacting some artist I don't know that's out there that I never met, but I like their style and I want to collab. That's different. But if I've been knowing you all this time and you acting all butthurt over some shit that you match up with your competition, then screw it. I'm not going to reach out no more. That's why I said if when it comes to the people in Antelope Valley, I'm going to support the ones that support me. If they're not supporting me, then I'm not supporting them. You know what I'm saying? And
because you can be big
for
your own.
It's already hard enough.
Latoya Luckett is not really big.
Yeah,
Latoya Luckett is not really big out here. She got Texas on lock, though. Slim Thug not really big out here. Go to Texas and ask about Slim Thug, though. He ain't really known out here. And it's funny, even Desiree being from Texas, I play like DJ Quick for her. She's like, what is that? Put Bun B on. She's like, put Bun B on. Jerome, not big out here, but he the man in Texas. We locked down
man,
that.
I got tracks on my new mixtape off a lot of Jerome beats. See, the road
hit
me. I feel that nigga so hard. You know what I'm saying? That get me, that shit go hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I listen to his music a lot. But that's just like, you know, California just needs to follow the protocol that all these other states doing. They getting their music and they uniting with each other and it's strength in numbers. But we have too much hateration on the West Coast to even do that and vibe with. You know, a lot of, you know, artists don't click with me on the West Coast only because they might see me in competition. But I be trying to brush it off them once they see that I'm cool and I ain't about that and I'm really about unity. A lot of them, they feed in it and we get it in together. But the ones that don't, it's just because they see me in competition or something like that. I don't even trip off of that. You know what I'm saying? I just vibe with the ones who know they heart and got it in their heart. They know that they the shit and they don't need nobody to tell them and they don't feel insecure or intimidated by the presence of another bitch. If you like that, then I'm good. You know what I'm saying? If anybody else that feel insecure about themselves and they intimidated by your presence, then don't mess with them because they're going to hate on you every time. Not only will they hate on you, they're going to snake you and backbite you and might even set you up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I ain't got time
for
that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, for real, though.
But, you know, thanks for the talk. I keep it real. You know, keep the good work up. You know where I'm at. It ain't like we Facebook buddies. You can call me.
Oh yeah, already.
You know, ring me up, and we gonna do that interview too, man. Cause I'm ready to do it. I just again, this thing came up, you know, some other things came up, and I didn't want to be really busy. So I'm definitely interested in doing that interview, and I'm gonna take skits off of it and put it on my mixtape. So you'll definitely be right off the bat be on the mixtape.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Oh, I feel so special. That's what's up with it.
Yeah, and that way it'd be able to promote the station and everything. You know, I'll take it and chop it all up and stuff. So, you know, give me a ring to keep the good work up.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. We're going to get it in for show and tell everybody I said hello, you know, and stay good. Y'all doing it right. That's what's up, you know.
All right. Peace to all the haters.
Right,
I know y'all listening, too. All right,
peace. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
They listening. I know they listening. Hey, how you doing? 47 is too old to be rapping too. That's just my opinion. Let the dope dude out, man. Let that dope thing, that dope artist, come on out, man. For real. Like let that dope artist come out. You holding them back, man. Like for real. I hope you listening. You know, let that dope dude thing out. We don't want to hear you on none of his songs either, man. That's one of the illest cats in the AV. Let that dude out, man. Like, you know, don't let that. We don't want to hear you on none of his tracks. You know what I mean? And big shout out to my homeboy from Alabama, self-explanatory. I'm gonna leave on that note. Peace.
Hey, we just had your boy Dopey in the building. You know, we gonna close this show right now. You know what I'm saying? With some Dopey music. You know what I'm saying? Right here on Bang Out Radio. Y'all already know what it is. We getting it in like that. You know, the whole message for this show, be positive, stay humble, you know what I'm saying? Be able to to weed out all the fake JT promoters because we tired of y'all and y'all going to leave us alone. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, shout out to all my female MCs. You know, the female MCs is out there doing their thing. Shout out to my girl from Fully Loaded, both of my ladies from Fully Loaded, you know what I'm saying, calling in, giving that hot 16, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to all my female MCs that's doing it all over the country and internationally known. You know, that's what it is, Bang Out Radio. We got this one called Go by Dopey. And guess what? Y'all about to get some music, some more music from Dopey coming up, you know.
I'm coming.
Submission music, all that stuff to Bang Out Radio, adrena.bangoutradio@gmail.com.
AV artists. And you're right. You're right. It makes me smile because it is great people out there. Great people out there like Rizzy Boy. Rizzy Boy and always had my back for anything I needed. You know, beef, records. I need it and everything. So I want to give a big shout out to Rizzy Boy in the AV by way of Compton. You know, really talented artist. You know, he produced that track for me, so I want to give him a big shout out, man. Good looking on that, Rizzy. We got some other things coming up too. Me and him got a mixtape coming out together. Cali Born, the Leaves of the Doom, Cali Born and mixtape, and me and B Man got mixtape coming out too. Called Cali Born and Least Anger. It's gonna be a lot of records on there. The covers are done already. They're on my Facebook pages. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But both covers are done. I'm just waiting for timing. Rizzy Boy gonna release a mixtape, and I don't want to over Boy J. Chris mixtape that's out right now. Be Man did that, so I'm gonna let them get their shine on. I'm gonna continue to support them, and then I'll release both them mixtapes. Takes out, you know what I mean, and me and B Man went head to head behind a couple of beats just to keep it hip hop that I'm gonna put on a mixtape, you know what I mean. So when y'all hear this mixtape, it ain't me and B Man beefing anything like that. Them are old records when me and B Man was at it, you know what I mean. And me and B Man never had really beef. We was just like on some, you know, MC type. How y'all was talking earlier, like, yo, we about to battle, but whoever lose, I'm going to go back and pick my pen up and get better. It ain't like I want to shoot you if you beat me.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
kept it strictly, keep it
hip-hop.
Yeah. Yeah, keep it hip-hop. And this is like, yo, let's go head-to-head behind some beats and let's put them on a mixtape, and then controversy sells. Let's help us get heard.
Yeah, that's real talk right there. You know, I got this track right here, you know, that have Marley B and Rico on it, man. This song,
that
I've
is my joint, man.
Song.
That is my joint. That is my joint. Yeah, look, Baby Harmony gonna have another a brother or a sister if I keep listening to that. So we don't play that much around the house. I call Rico. I say, man, you trying to make babies, man. Cut it out. You and Marley, y'all better stop it.
Man, and they just like a match made in heaven. Man, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Touching your body, touching your body, girl. Touching your body, touching your body, girl. I'ma touch your body, way he won't touch it, girl, he won't touch it. I'ma touch your body, I'ma touch your body, tonight I'ma touch it, girl, I'ma touch it. Girl, you know it's on, babe, girl, it's on. We can take this back to my place,
we can take this to my place.
Girl, I'm tryna open up the lane. I know, girl, that you like it. Know, girl, that you like it. I'ma touch your body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
I'ma touch your body. I'ma touch your body. Boy, I'ma touch it. Touch it. Boy, I'ma touch it. Touch it. When I touch your body. When I touch your body. There'll be no interruption. Rush it. No interruption.
Soon as I get you to your place, I'ma take you down just like a plane. Yeah. I know you want all of me. Boy, I know you like it, baby. I'm trying to touch your body. Girl, like you don't touch it. Girl, like you don't touch it, baby. I'ma touch your body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, baby.
I'm touching on you, and I'm touching on you,
touching on you,
touching on me,
girl, why we playing this touching game?
What I do, you do the same.
What I do, girl, promise you do the same.
Ooh, baby.
Girl,
touch your body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
Boss swag music, music.
Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho, going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho, going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. I'm a southern chick, but I'm so west coast. All in they mouth like how she do that best. The name is Topaz, yeah, I run this shit. I rap Team Bossy, yeah, I rap that shit. I'm a six-star chick, doing six-star shit. Getting money, yep, yep, I'm a bossy chick. I'm a go-getter, always on my grind, yep, yep, Ain't hard to find, the things I say will blow your mind. This chick right here is one of a kind. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Swag so sick, no need to compete. I'm the hottest chick around, I know you heard about me. Only mess with the best, only roll with the illest. Yes, yes, I am the realest. I'm shining light, the diamonds on your neck. I run this shit, call me the president. I'm the bomb like TikTok. Some chicks think they bad, it's not. I'm doing me and I'm doing me well. I'm the baddest, no need to compare. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb, chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, 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 chick. The bomb, the bomb, the bomb. I'm the bomb. I run this. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Chick, I'm the bomb. Yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this, yeah, I run this. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Hammer on you, ho. Going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho. Going hammer, going hammer on you, ho.
Yeah, that's what it is. Shout out to all the listeners out there. We getting ready to sign off. You know, I just want to let y'all
know. Can I just say something real quick? Click on the bomb. Okay.
That's
okay.
Whatever.
I know if she listening, Topaz, whatever you was drinking or whatever you was on at that time doing that, do it every time you record. Put click on the bomb.
Right.
Okay, I'm about to go download that. Oh.
For sure.
We're
going to be signing off, you know, nice music was played today.
going hammer on you hoes. Y'all feeling that? You know what I'm saying? We got y'all. We about to make sure that all you female artists out there that's getting it in, we gonna make sure y'all music is in rotation. So please send your music. We love variety. You know, I don't just like to play music of the people that I know. I want to hear something new from somebody I never met. So, you know, with that being said, make sure you email me to ladrina.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You know, we're not biased, team biased, where we just play songs of people we know. We play songs of artists that just send their music to. You know what I'm saying? So just let y'all know that, and please continue to send music to Bang Out Radio, you know, so we can get y'all in rotation Monday through Friday, and then also on Sexy Saturdays, you know, with Erica Marie, you know, and Amanda Baby G, that R&B, you know, y'all doing it like that. Bang Out Radio, we love you, and we out of here. Deuces.
Yeah.